All right, now we're recording at three lights.
Okay.
I forgot my big microphone this week, so the audio sucks later, that's why. So real quick, let's just go over what happened last time. I'm sure it's been a while. So last time, just a few notable things that happened. Mortimer discovered Dungeons and Dragons.
Woohoo!
Travis gave a bunch of information to a tall, mysterious stranger at the arcade. Mm-hmm. Lydia bought her first bra. But more importantly, her first adult bra. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, saw Mr. Samuels on a date with Travis's mom.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were harassed by Stacey Johnson, who'd shaved her head and gotten really weird, and teamed up with the bullies that had been tormenting you all year. You guys then found out that there was a body down by the creek, or down by the river, so you went down and found the body, and were shocked to find that it was actually your long-term nemesis, Lena Peterson, who died through had a hole in her forehead and been dragged out there. So, you guys decided not to tell the police.
But leave behind lots of evidence.
Yeah, but you did find a name tag on her for a company called Microlex, but it had a fake name of hers on there. You guys headed out to her farm to find Isaac and found that the whole place was kind of a mess. And that it was obviously the scene of her murder, because you found a bunch of, like, bloody paper towels and empty bleach bottles in the garbage can. Along with some really paranoid stuff like, am I a god? And long live Lena on the walls and binary. You also found a recording where she kind of talked about her plan.
For her.
So then the next day you decided to go investigate more into this. So you went out to Microlex, where you met a couple of Swedish security guards who grew up in New York for some reason.
I forgot about that.
You went down and checked the computer and found out that you developed these Wagner rings, which are microscopic DNA bits that gave robot sentience. And then, as you're heading back to town, you found Stacey Johnson using her newly discovered telekinetic powers, holding Isaac in midair and threatening to crush him. You guys charged in and saved Isaac, but not before Lydia got crushed by 500 pounds of Isaac being slammed on her.
It hurt.
Isaac told you that Lena was murdered by a robot named Wagner, that he was planning on poisoning the local milk supply, so you guys went to the supermarket. And all three of you got picked up and nearly crushed to death by robots, but luckily Mortimer was able to disconnect the CPU at the last minute before you guys got crushed to death. And then you found out that since the milk plan didn't work, that Wagner was planning on crashing his big flying freighter into the DARPA facility, causing a huge explosion that would destroy everything. So you ran out, used some hover bikes to get up to the ship. You got into the control room and found out that Wagner was actually Lena. Lena had uploaded her consciousness into a robot, and that she was using this kind of plan. This is sort of the end of her revenge plan. That if she couldn't get revenge, she'd take everyone out with her. You guys were able to fight off Lena and her small horde of robots that she called her Valkyries. Reprogram the autopilot and crash the ship into the lake, and all the robots aboard died.
Causing a massive environmental emergency.
Mm-hmm. More importantly, though, you guys got back home and Travis found out that his parents are getting divorced.
For some reason.
And not only that, that he would be forced to live with his dad as his mom was moving in with Mr. Samuels. Isaac tutored Lydia on algebra, and Ben played video games on Isaac. And Mortimer's dad set Mortimer down and told him that his internship to DARPA had been approved, and Mortimer would be flown to Sweden this summer with his three friends.
Yay!
And that Travis's dad would also be joining as a chaperone. And then you guys ended the session by playing Dungeons and Dragons, which we did last time. So, real quick, let's just go through your characters. I just want to know, we don't need to worry about your anchors or other NPCs, because you're going to be in Sweden for almost the entire session, so It's not, those things aren't really going to come up. But just let me know, like, your iconic item, your drive, your problem, and your pride. We'll start with Travis.
Drive is still the same. I'll do anything to escape my strict disciplinary home.
Mm-hmm.
Problem, navigating home life still makes sense. I will say that I no longer have my glorious mullet. Yeah, I have had my head buzzed because I live with a dick and I had no choice.
Yeah, he did say he's going to make things a little less anarchic around his house.
It just makes sense that, yeah, he would force me to shave my head. Or
very, like a military style.
High height. Yeah.
And iconic item, I'm still going to stick with my fuck communism Zippo.
Oh, that's right, you changed it last time. Mm-hmm. To your Zippo.
Which you can probably take on a plane to Sweden, because
it was
in
the
80s.
Yeah, it's...
You can take it either.
You can bring a handgun.
So, I am Lydia. My drive is I want to believe that there's more to life. Some sort of occult or significance. The problem is that I find adults gross because they're super into licking buttholes, and I don't want to be one. My pride is that I want to help people. And I now have a relationship with Beverly Welsh, the grocery store owner, who feels invested in me because of our menstruation talk.
Also, she, you nearly got crushed to death in your store.
Yeah, you know
what I mean. She's terribly scared that you're going to see her.
My iconic item is still my wooden knitting needles.
And your blood-soaked wooden knitting needles, as you stab Stacey Johnson in the stomach with them. I don't know, what's your pride? Is it still helping people?
Yeah, I want to help people.
Okay, Ben?
My drive is I get lonely and bored on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is my dad and my brother basically ignore me and don't treat me nice.
Mm-hmm.
My pride is I can fix anything, and my item is my Swiss Army knife / glove and tool. Yep.
Yeah.
Just gotta get into my voice for a second. My drive is I want to find answers to the big questions in life. My problem is people don't respect me because I'm little. And my pride is I'm the smartest kid at school. And my iconic item, it was a magnifying glass, but I really think that the pink dish gloves that I carry around with me, those have been extremely helpful. And so I think that really is my iconic item.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very worried about politics.
Oh, no, but
there needs to be a barrier.
Is Isaac coming with us?
No.
We can't pack him as luggage.
Your 500-pound robot?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, transformed into four different pieces of luggage.
We could just bring his head.
There we go. That won't be suspicious at all.
Children, I'm going to veto that.
Come on, Isaac. We're going to be so lonely without you.
None of us speak Swedish.
All right. Episode 6, Interlude, Summer Abroad.
Where am I?
That's some good music.
Mm-hmm. It is June 1988 in Boulder City, Nevada. Things here lately have been a little bit hectic since, not just since your harrowing saving of the city 3 months ago, but also a month ago in Henderson, Nevada, there was a huge explosion. It is known as the PepCon disaster. And it was a conflagration that resulted in several hundred explosions that injured 372 people, killed 2 people, and could be felt all the way in Boulder City in Las Vegas.
Dang.
Wow.
The official story for that is that it was a bunch of oxidizer used in solid propellant rocket boosters, including a space shuttle that blew up. Mm-hmm. But of course, everyone has their own conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The presidential elections are heating up. As it's kind of solidified, it's going to be, of course, Vice President George Bush versus... Oh, shit. I had
Michael Dukakis.
Michael Dukakis, thank you.
Or so I've heard.
Sorry. Meanwhile, the four of you have been getting ready for the most exciting event of your young lives. All of you are going to Sweden this Thursday, June 2nd. So what I'd like to do to start is I'd just like to set... it's June 1st, it's a Wednesday, you guys are flying off tomorrow.
We can pack tomorrow morning.
And I'd just like to set the scene with each of you just kind of getting ready for your trip, sort of what you're doing. And I feel like it's probably fair to start with Mortimer at your house. And I'm going to set the scene. You are packing very meticulously, of course, and your sister is coming in to wish you good luck.
Oh, hi.
Hey there, Mortimer.
So, I guess I'm going to be gone for a little bit. Well, what are you going to do without me?
Die.
Starting dark out the gate.
Me and Mom have some fun activities planned. It's summer break now from school, so... You know, I don't have anything to do, and she's home all day, so I'll be fine, with, you know, she says. But, are you excited to start your internship at DARPA?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I've been listening to my Swedish language tapes. I think I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She says, say something in Swedish.
Talar du engelska?
What's that mean?
Do you speak English?
I do. I do speak English.
And then I would say, Jag talar bara lite svenska.
What's that mean?
I only speak a little Swedish.
Well, whatever, you're so smart. She says, I know you're going to have so much fun at DARPA with your friends, and then you're going to learn all the secrets, and you're going to come back and you do that big cure you're talking about.
It's true.
You're the best big brother a sister could have, and she rushes up and like... grabs you in, like, a big hug.
Oh. Mortimer's gonna try and hold back tears. Because, you know, he has to be tough for his little sister.
Mm-hmm. Alright. She says, I'm gonna miss you, but you're gonna have so much fun in Sweden.
So much fun. So much knowledge.
How did they say goodbye in Swedish?
Let me think.
Adjul?
How do you know that?
Because I have translated up on my...
okay. Yeah, that's definitely it. Good night. Which is good night.
Hey, who wants to see?
I'll do it. I imagine I'm just packing in my room, mm-hmm. my own business, putting clothes in my suitcase or whatever.
All right, your father happened to be walking by. He's wearing like a sweat-stained, like A-frame undershirt, and his like just like boxer shorts.
Mm. Okay.
Oh no, actually no, tiny whities because.
Oh, come on.
That's what farmers wear.
Mm-hmm. He's like got a beer in his hand. It's 10 in the morning.
They're not so whitey.
Oh yeah, they're yellow. He says, what's all this?
I told you, going to that trip to Sweden, the DARPA thing.
Oh yeah, your passport thing. Yeah.
Yes, that's why. It's tomorrow, so I'll be leaving.
He says, And Mr. Chambers is paying for all this? That's a little strange, isn't it?
It was between... He helped out. Between him and the school, I lie. Paying for it.
He says, they don't expect us to send you with any money, do they?
It would help.
No, I'm not going to do that. He says, let me go get my wallet. Goes to his room. Comes back with his wallet. Opens it up and pulls out a crisp $10 bill.
Oh, sick. Oh, you can buy like a car with that.
He says, now you gotta make this last. He says, this is all we got.
Oh, I know. I'm genuinely, like, surprised and appreciative. Like, thanks, Dad.
He says,
I'll try to be good. I'll try to make our family proud.
So what are you doing over there? Eating meatballs, or?
I hope. Some science stuff. We're learning about science and DARPA stuff. Maybe help me get a job at, like, an airplane factory or something someday.
Sounds queer.
Does that be a good union job if you get it? Just don't fuck it up.
I'll try not to.
When are you going to be back?
When am I going to be back? How long is this trip supposed to last? A week? 2 weeks?
A week.
Oh, like a week. But Travis's dad is going to take me, is going to drop me off from the airport, so you don't have to pick me up. Because that's definitely what you were thinking about.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. All right, well,
Hey, is Brian around?
I hope not. I don't think so, why?
Nothing.
Okay.
All right, I just wondered. I wanted to say goodbye before I packed up and left.
He finishes his beer and says... Nothing. He says nothing.
All right.
Kind of stands there for a second awkwardly and then just kind of keeps walking wherever he is. He's going, hopefully to find his pants.
Bye, Dad.
All right.
I can go next.
Okay.
In my room, luggage and clothes are kind of strewn about. There's a half-packed bag on my bed, but I am in between reading some books that I checked out at the library about Swedish folklore and trying to figure out like how I can join a witch group out there or maybe find some trolls, because I think trolls are Swedish. I don't know. But I also have been like decorating and writing out some self-addressed envelopes to hand out to all the boys I'm going to meet.
Nice.
So that they can write me.
Mm-hmm. Your mom comes in. She kind of picks up an envelope and says, where'd you get all this mail from?
Oh, it's not mail yet. So I figure I'm going to meet a bunch of people and make friends, but... I know that we can't call each other because long distance is so expensive and blah, blah, blah. So I figured I'd just make it easier for them to have all my contact info. So I'm going to be, like, decorating these and making them all pretty. And then they can just write them and send them to me. And I'll have some exotic Swedish pen pals.
She smiles. I think that'd be a good idea. She says, my creative girl. And she kind of tussles your hair a little bit. She sits down for a second and she says, you're growing up so fast. She says,
no, I'm not.
She kind of, no, you are. She says, I have nothing to worry about you going on this trip with three boys, do I?
Ew. Ew. And an extra ew for Travis. Seriously, Mom? Ugh, I'm not like you, okay? I don't like just licking people all the time. Ew, God.
What? She says that's something else I want to talk to you about. You seem to have had some sort of licking fixation these last 3 months?
I don't have a licking fixation. Y'all people do. People are gross.
She says, as a nurse, I cannot argue with you at all. She says, just the other week I saw this guy with a Hot Wheels card, and maybe not the best story to share.
No, no, where was it?
But,
oh my god.
He says he tripped and fell on it.
How on earth? No. There's no way. Why would you stick a Hot Wheels car up your butt?
She says, it's boring in the desert, my child, that's all. That's the only explanation I can think of.
God, I hope people in Swedish are more reasonable.
She says, oh yes, I've heard the people of Sweden are far more repressed sexually than they are here.
So I've been reading these books about Sweden, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
How worried should I be about having to be naked in front of everyone?
She says, you should be naked in front of anyone.
But they do the thing where they go to the sauna, and then they jump in the snow, and then they go to the... everybody's just naked, hanging out. Like, what if I don't want to be naked in front of them?
She says, I don't... If the late-night cable television can make it seem like that they're all naked hedonists there in Sweden. But I think that's only something locals do, and only on special occasions. She says, if you see a bunch of nude Swedes coming your way, you just turn around and you go the other way.
Okay. That's good advice, Mom.
I feel much better about you going now.
Alright, I'm gonna tell them that I can't be naked because my mom said no.
Yes.
I can resist peer pressure. That'll be good. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've got a plan.
Press deep. Deep breath, Shelly. All right. She says, you're going to be fine. And I'm not going to be here crying all weekend, all week long about having an empty nest. Not one bit.
Good. That would be lame.
It would be very lame. You're growing up so fast.
No, I'm not.
Have fun on your trip. And she's like, I got to get to work.
All right. Bye, Mom. Don't stick anything up your butt while I'm gone.
You hear stop for a second, footsteps, and you kind of hear this chuckling sound, and she has no response as she leaves. Travis, your dad is explaining the rules of the trip to you.
Well, I imagine I was given a Vietnam-era khaki duffel sack for all of my stuff,
yes.
So I am currently defacing it with a marker, putting heavy metal band logos all over.
Pantera.
That is more perfect for this than you even know. He says, now look, I know your friends can get rather raucous, and you think that they can just run around and do whatever they want.
They're a bad influence, I know.
But as this trip's chaperone, I'll be keeping a close eye on you. So you do what I say, you don't fall out of line.
You too.
Is that some sass I'm hearing?
Of course not.
Sassy.
You better be sass.
All my sass went away with my hair.
He squints his eyes and says, you're starting to get into push-up territory there, son. Keep it up. You know how much you like doing those push-ups?
Sure do.
He says, just keep it up.
I've switched into that 13-year-old, like, everything is sarcasm mode. Like, you can't get me on anything that I actually say. But it's all a fuck you. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else. It's basically just... packing and I'm being supervised a lot, I imagine. So I can't, hide any cool stuff.
Where are you hiding your Zippo?
If that fits in his pocket.
Yeah, this is the 80s. I don't think it, people, even teenagers carried Zippos and nobody cared.
Also, I'm going to say that,
also going to light your cigarettes on the flight.
Even though you escaped immediate punishment for sneaking back in at 9 p.m. on a Sunday... because of the circumstances, you did come into some fallback from that. So you've been more or less permanently grounded for these last few months.
We haven't seen you.
That's okay. I've been spending all that time researching Swedish heavy metal bands.
Of which there are many.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys get packed up.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, in a rented utility van, Travis's dad, Larry, and Mortimer's dad, Ted, round up each of you four kids, picking you all up. They're in the front seat, the four of you in the back, as they drive you to Las Vegas, to the McLaren Airport. You then have a very, very long flight, in which you've taken up two rows of the plane, two of those three-seat rows, and then the dads are sitting in the middle of each of you to keep you from misbehaving.
Rude.
And then you guys land in Stockholm, Sweden, a very large city. And everything here is lush and green. As you're landing, you just see all these lakes as far as the eye can see, the ocean, and this large city. You get off the plane into the airport, collect your bags, and you kind of ooh and ah at the city as you guys take your rented van. You drive through the city, and then suddenly you notice that the city is going away, and you're in the country, and then you're further in the country, and then you're on a ferry that takes you to this island, before long you arrive in this small Swedish town named Stenhamra.
Are there fjords? Where's the fjord? I don't see any fjords!
What's a fjord?
What's Swedish DARPA called? Is it called SARPA?
Rikes Energy.
Rikes Energy.
Mm-hmm. It's outside of the ring, but, as you drive in, the first thing that strikes you is just the lack of desert, because most of you haven't been outside of the Nevada area. Instead of just desert as far as the eye can see, there's these lush sort of meadows and fields, trees everywhere. Even though it's June and blazing hot in Boulder, it's pretty cool here. And you guys arrive, in Stenhamra. It's a picturesque small town. As you guys are driving through it, you see a couple of people wearing, it almost looks like outdated, like 1950s fashion. Huh. Like you see, like the men are wearing kind of like suits with the hats. And there's a couple of women wearing like kind of the, kind of like pale pastel sort of dress with the blazers.
What is this, Leave It to Beaver in Sweden?
So weird.
And as you drive by, they all kind of wave.
These people are totally robots, right? Mortimer, those are robots, right?
I don't know.
Not everyone's a robot.
Your dad's like, they're not robots. They're just Swedish. You guys pass a rad-looking video store. The Stenhamra video store. And then you eventually arrive in this... it's a house.
In Sweden?
Yeah. It's a tall, kind of very square house. It's three stories tall. Larry says, Ted says, your dad Mortimer says, this DARPA has provided us a house to stay in for the week, so each of you have your own room upstairs. Ted and Larry, Larry and myself each have a room downstairs, so.
You guys aren't sharing a room?
He says, no, there's enough rooms for everybody.
Oh.
I'm like, hey, Lydia, you gotta stop shaving now, because you're in Europe. European girls are all hairy. And then I go to my room.
Alright, so you guys head upstairs to your rooms. There are sort of like four bedrooms kind of surrounding a central common room on the third floor of this house. It's a bit warmer here. But still pretty comfortable. And for the purposes of this adventure, this is your hideout. So this just this floor of the house. You're safe here. Nothing bad can happen here. It's yours.
I think that I am going to be staring out every window I see at the forest around me, mm-hmm. and constantly being like, "What was that? Did you see something move?" I'm pretty sure there are elves in that tree.
There are also people.
In the tree?
No, outside.
How do you know there aren't elves?
They're not shooting arrows.
Because outside of Dungeons and Dragons, what we call the real world, there's no such thing as elves.
They're in Gondor, though.
There is so much more in the world than what you think.
No. Science.
Why would there be so many different cultures that have stories about elves or fairies if they didn't exist?
To explain things that they didn't understand yet because they were stupid and didn't understand science.
Because they all derive from a common proto-culture that originally had those fables that then propagated through the cultures as they moved throughout the world.
Oh my god, Ben! That was amazing!
What?
Are you guys licking each other now? Is that what's happening?
Oh, no!
Is it true that nobody's circumcised in Europe?
I don't know. Are you circumcised right now?
I'm still circumcised.
I mean, it doesn't come back when you get here. I'm just
saying.
Well,
then there are uncircumcised people in Europe because you're in Europe.
I don't care.
That's for damn sure.
How's your mom's butthole?
I told her not to stick anything up. But did I tell you what she had last week? Some guy came in claiming that he tripped and fell and got a Matchbox car in his butthole.
Wow.
Like, all the way in there. He couldn't get it out himself.
If you fell on it, you'd have to go in, like, sideways.
There's no way you could fall on
work.
It. In order for it to get high enough in there that he couldn't get it out himself, like, he would basically have to be impaled or have, like, the coolest Matchbox car set up ever.
Yeah, maybe he
just
did.
Like,
I had one of those match cars set up and, like, hit me, like, right in the chest.
But a butthole's, like, a small target.
Maybe he was set up specifically for that.
So he's just sitting there, like, cheeks open, and then someone else would have to launch the Matchbox car.
Or maybe it was long enough he could, like, launch
work.
It and then
the
run.
The skin would catch on the wheel well and tear.
Okay, so what's your theory on how the Matchbox car got in there?
A lot of lubrication and intent.
Ew!
You know as well as I do how gross these freaking grown-ups are.
I'll stay out of tents, then.
Stay out of tents? Mm-hmm. Why do you think they're Matchbox cars?
That's tents. What Travis said!
And scene.
I'm so glad we're all 12 years old.
I'm going to be unpacking my books
mm-hmm.
and repeating my Swedish phrases that I learned.
I'm going to repeat them with him, but completely wrong.
I'm going to set up little fairy detectors. By which I mean bits of yarn with things hanging off of them. So if someone tries to open a window or get into my room, I'll know.
All right. So you guys rest up. The jet lag kind of hits you, and you all fall asleep pretty early that night. You wake up very late the next day. It is now... Friday, June 4th, 1988.
Mortimer, explain to me again how It's June 4th. How did we lose a day?
Well, with the traveling and the time changes.
Yeah, that's the part that I don't get, the time changes.
Don't worry about it.
You just set your watch ahead 7 hours
from... I just don't understand this international dateline thing.
No,
like,
see, your watch...
Who decided it?
Yeah, if you pull out the bevel on the watch, you can twist it so it goes up 7 hours. See?
But for people at home right now...
They didn't need to do that.
It's a different day.
Right.
It's because we won World War II and we get to say what day it is.
I don't think that's how the world works. Right?
It's because of the Earth's rotation around the sun.
All right, so Ted and Larry take like you guys out for pancakes.
Ooh.
And there's these very different than the American. They're these like thin, like almost chewy pancakes.
And there's a super tart berry sauce.
There's like, yeah, lingonberry sauce, and everything's kind of served family style.
You guys heard of Dutch babies?
Your dad Mortimer says, "Well, Mortimer, your internship doesn't start till Monday, so."
Darn it!
You kids really have the weekend free to explore around Stenharma. He says, "Me and Larry here, we need to." Check into the DARPA facility, let them know that we're here.
Go fishing.
Yeah, we might cast the rod out into the lake there. And see what
Are you okay, Ben?
I'm fine.
You kids okay exploring Stenharma on your own?
Yeah, Dad, can I have some money?
Of course. He hands you a bunch of colorful money.
Ooh.
He says, and this is to cover you and all your friends more.
Guys, we're going to have the best time!
How much is that in real money?
How much is it in real money?
Give you like $50.
It's so much money.
Sick. Or whatever they say in the 80s.
Radical.
That money's pretty tubular.
No, it's flat.
It's rectangular.
How come their money's not green?
Maybe green money is just for Americans.
Because of the World War II thing?
Maybe.
He says this money is called a krona. He says they don't...
My dad drinks those.
Mm-hmm.
No, those are the donuts, right? Like that special German bakery, they had kronas, right? Worked up.
He says, just don't spend it all in one place, Mortimer.
Will do.
I want to play some Swedish video games so bad.
I'm playing okay!
We should see if we can find a place to rent bikes.
Oh, yes. He says, the DARPA has provided you each a bicycle. He says,
cool.
They're very pro-environment here in Sweden, so...
Oh, lame.
He says, I'm not like Reagan back home. All right, boys, well, and Lydia, have fun. Don't get in any trouble. And Travis, your dad just looks at you and says, don't get in any trouble. So what do you think?
Get in trouble.
We should find one of those naked saunas.
No, my mom said I don't have to do that and I don't have to be naked.
Yeah, we'll just look at the other people.
I don't want to
look at a bunch of Swedish dudes.
Person, and ask them in Swedish where an arcade is.
Vo is de bibliotek.
They have you repeat it a couple times,
and then they just tell me to say it in English.
They say, "Are you sure you don't want us to say it to you in English?"
Like, fine. Where is your nearest arcade?
They say,
we stand behind one of our mining video games. Beep, 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 beep.
They say, well, gatan och ta vänster.
We all look at Mortimer.
Go down the street and take a left, kid.
Now.
go down the street and take a left, guys.
I must be learning Swedish. I could understand that.
It's a simple language if you already know Norwegian.
Oh. It's true. You just have to say it with a depressed accent.
All right, so Stenhammer's not a very big town. It doesn't take you as long to find the arcade. It's still early in the day yet. Probably a little before noon. The arcade's got some kids your age there playing. You also, on the gauntlet machine, you see this kind of tall woman wearing like a black shirt that has, we'll say like a Slayer on it. She's got like black hair and like big chunky glasses. And she's working that gauntlet game pretty hard.
I sidle up to her, sidle up to the gauntlet game.
And she looks maybe like in her early 20s.
Oh, God, she's old. Sidle up to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah! Show these boys how it's done, girl!
How's she doing at it?
Really good.
Kicking ass.
She looks at you and she says, Hedgebarn.
Hedgebarn to you.
She's playing the Valkyrie character.
Yeah, she is.
I give her Devil Horn Slayer.
I fumble for the quarter or whatever.
Oh, you pull out an American quarter. You put it in and it just falls back into the bottom of the slot.
I run back. I go find Mortimer.
You're like, no.
Mortimer, I need a Swedish quarter.
Okay, hold on. We have to get change.
Okay, let's go. Right.
So you go to the machine and
yep.
Put in one of your 5 euros or whatever. Yeah. Get some change.
Hey, everybody!
You rush back over, and she's playing still.
I put my money in, start up playing.
She kind of looks at the four of you and just says, Americans?
Yeah! Yes.
We.
Da!
She says, it is okay. She says, most of them here speak English.
Oh, thank God.
She says, we have good schools here.
Oh, good.
So do we.
What do you know about fairies?
She laughs. She says, quite a bit.
We rode on one to get here.
She says...
So did Travis's dad. Oh, a pop.
I mean, the fae folk.
Oh. Like elves?
And trolls.
Like elves who need food badly.
Like the legend of the hidden people.
Like in Lord of the Rings?
No!
Oh, the other elves.
She says, you American kids are funny. She says, did you watch the film Troll? She says, the one with Michael Moriarty?
I hear the sequel is much better. No.
She's playing it. She's doing very well. She's not looking away from the screen really. She talks to you. She says, it's a very good film. She says, you should come by my video shop and rent it later.
Oh.
You own the video shop?
She says, no, I don't own the video shop. But I do run it. She says, I'm the manager.
That's as good as owning it, really.
And that's the one we saw on the way in?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. How long have you been playing Gauntlet?
She says, well, how long has it been in the arcades?
A few years. Since I was little.
She says, I've been playing it for 3 years now, since it came out in 1985.
Wow.
She says, I wish they had these sort of games when I was younger.
Me too. Now that I'm old.
She says, so what brings you to...
Stop trying to flirt.
I'm not!
Shh. He's, like, really into you right now.
I'm really into Swedish video games.
Gauntlet isn't Swedish.
But it's in Sweden.
She smiles and says, that's very sweet of you. She says, You're there at the shave tent, she says. You listen to the hard rock music?
Oh, yeah. I've been studying all sorts of stuff about Swedish metal, and there's so much. Oh, my God. I love Axwitch and Merciless and Tiamat, and I just go on.
She says, where did you find out about all of these names?
We have a cool record store in Vegas that I got to go to a couple
of times.
Because
there's no internet now to look these things up upon. She says, that must be a very nice record store.
Yeah, I didn't actually get to hear much of the music, but I looked at all the covers, and they look so dark and cool.
She says they are very dark, and they are very cool.
What's your name?
Oh, yeah.
She says, my name is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
What is yours?
I'm Lydia. These losers are my friends from America. Mortimer's actually really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Travis is an asshole, and Ben is the one who has a mega crush on you.
That's not true. I just like playing Gauntlet.
She says, why don't you have a mega crush on me? I'm very mega crushable.
See?
Why don't
you like her?
I mean, I'm sure she's very nice for an adult.
You say she's ugly?
No.
I think you're hot.
He's an asshole. Don't listen to him. I mean, you are very pretty, but just...
I mean, as an adult,
an asshole.
That means you'll want to lick him, though.
Guys, we're here for cultural enrichment. Let's play some Swedish games!
Cultural enrichment!
I wonder if there are specifically Swedish-made cabinet video games that are...
Hey,
like, that we wouldn't have seen before.
Well, I mean, there's European manufacturers, I'm sure, that really just stay on the continent.
Oh, yes, she says. So many of those things. We just are happy to import the American ones, though.
So I don't have to do the research.
I wasn't able to find anything in 6 seconds on the internet. So
you're telling me that we've come all the way to Sweden specifically to play video games that we can't get anywhere in the U.S. and all you have are American video games?
I mean, is that why we came to Sweden? I came to Sweden to learn about the fair folk and trolls. Hey, Ellen, do you know any witch covens?
And if so, how many?
She laughs. She says, I have some friends that are pagan.
Whoa.
And she says, if you're looking for Swedish culture, she says, the Stenhamra Cultural Festival is this weekend. She says, but I would avoid it if I was you. She says, it's put on by the local PTA.
Oh, sounds fine.
Well,
yeah,
because
our
that's
PTA
a little more, like,
groups
Wicker
are
Man.
So fun.
What's that?
We're looking for something that's a little more like Wicker Man.
Oh, she says, I love Wicker Man. She says, such a great film. Perfect. Just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. No one would ever remake that.
Speaking of films they would never remake, have you ever seen The Thing? This is John Carpenter film. It's very good.
She knows a lot about... You know a lot about movies.
I manage a video store, Ben. At that point, the Valkyrie dies.
I've been putting in, like, 7 quarters this time.
She says, unfortunately, kid, Americans, she says, I must go open video store. She says, stop by later, though. I will rent you some films.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks.
Bye.
So she,
don't worry, Mortimer. We can probably find something that's not scary.
I can handle it.
Although, Travis probably just wants whatever naked Swedish films he can find.
Yeah, there are art films out here.
You look around the arcade, you see a room that's like European arcade games closed for renovation.
Aww. Why does it have a huge door on it?
We can't even see inside and see the names of any of them.
Oh no, sure there's... There's Burgermeister. There's Slurpin' Derpin.
One of them's like the Journey game, but it's ABBA.
It's just Eurovision, the arcade game. All right, so you kids, so what do you do? Okay, so you guys have played some video games. What do you do after this?
Well, since they didn't have any Swedish games, let's find some candy.
Heck yeah, Swedish candy store hunt.
Yeah, I think we just want to ride around town looking for cool stuff.
Yeah.
What if there's a candy like
cultural center or something we wanted to go to?
Hey, what's this festival they were talking about?
It's like a PTA thing, like the PTA fairs that they have at our school, like but they have Swedish, popcorn so probably stuff. Really lame. We'll probably have that
or really cool.
Game.
Oh yeah.
You guys,
Mortimer's dad is good at that fishing game.
Plays a lot. You guys actually see some flyers as you go around town for the Stimhamra Cultural Festival. There's going to be live music, movie screenings, activities, and exhibitions of different works that students have created during the academic year. So it sounds pretty great.
Does it, though?
As you guys are getting candy, so you guys are at a local candy shop, which has, in addition to having, like, you know, rock candy and, like, you know, your normal American, like, Snickers and stuff like that. There's also, like, other candy bars you've never heard of before.
Oh, we get all
like
we
Salta get... Black Fiscar.
You also find, like, black licorice, like, a ton of, like, which is gross. Yeah, you each, like, take a bite of it and you're just like, ugh.
Swedish fish.
they just call them fish.
We just call them fish here.
I don't know if those are actually European.
Based off my research of candy, I found things that look a little like Swedish fish, but they're more marshmallowy.
You find there's like Kex. There's this candy bar called Kex. You also find like way more Kit Kat flavors than you see in America.
What?
Hobby bars and Jack bars.
There's a white chocolate?
There's like no Three Musketeers. This is weird.
I'm going to start buying everything. And everybody should probably stop me before I spend all $50, 50
kronos. No, Mortimer. Save some of that money for later. We should sample some of the candy so you know which one.
Mortimer, if you do that, we aren't going to have any money to go to the yarn store or to the movie store later.
Or dinner.
Screw the yarn store candy!
As you guys are in there shopping for candy, you see kind of a man and a woman, middle-aged. The man's wearing a suit. The woman's wearing like a very conservative dress. And they're passing out flyers, and they come up to you kids and say, hand you a flyer. The flyer says...
Death to Americans.
Death to Americans. Swedish job.
We should go to this.
That sounds like a great band name, Swedish Jihad.
Swedish Jihad. On it says, turn in your unwanted media to the Stenhamra PTA.
What is this?
And then it says unwanted media, and under it shows, like, horror films. Metal music.
Are you going to do a book burning?
Or are you going to show all these movies? And
The woman says, these works are sinful and don't promote family values of Stenhamra.
Right,
she says, they're just full of sex and violence and Satan worship, and we just can't have that here in our...
Tell me more about the Satan worship.
She says, if
you guys
worship...
have a lot of problems with Satan worshippers... Where do they hang out?
She says, you tell us if you find them. She says, we won't stand for it in our Stenhamra. A pure white Stenhamra.
I mean, every Satanist I've met has been white.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
How many Satanists have you met? Travis.
I wouldn't even call this white. Like, your town's way more green.
Oh, it's white.
I mean, maybe in the winter when it snows?
I'm going to stink-eye these people and then leave to go play Or no, we're not at the arcade anymore, are we?
Yeah. No, we went to the games.
Yeah. I'm just not going to engage with them, because I think they're...
Well, they move along.
Preppy
stuff. And as they walk away, you realize that, like, they're walking, like, in perfect unison, like, one leg.
Robots.
That's weird.
Hmm.
So, as you guys are biking back towards your house at evening...
Are we going to stop at the movie store?
Yes.
You can get to the movie store.
I mean, if you guys want to.
And as you get there, you see a small crowd of people in front of it. They're all dressed very conservatively, suits and conservative dresses. One of them's got a bullhorn. Kind of middle-aged woman. And she's kind of standing up on what looks like an apple box.
Is it a different woman? Or
yes.
Okay.
And she says, this video store is full of sin. She says, this video store is selling filth. She says, won't anybody think of the children?
Hi, we're the children. Can we come in and get some sin filth?
She says, no, this store has been closed. The order of the PTA.
What is the PTA?
The Parent Teacher Association.
Oh.
Seriously?
You're named in English?
Oh, wow. I can't believe a group of parents and teachers are really meddlesome.
They're all speaking English. And some of them are holding signs that say prohibit sin and think of the children. The clerk at this video store exposes kids to role-playing games.
Woo!
And terrible movies. She influences them with horror, violence, and satanic rituals.
Why does weird shit just follow us wherever we go?
I heard the clerk is kind of...
Look, I asked her about satanic rituals, and she said she didn't know any.
Yeah. We already talked to her, and she seemed cool.
I think you guys have the wrong place.
She says, you children are confused. We will guide you.
No, thank you.
And the crowd starts chanting, no sin here, no sin here. And suddenly you hear the sound of glass shattering as the window of the front door comes down.
It's crystal knocked.
Oh, no!
And they start marching into the building.
Whoa.
What do you do?
I'm going to, run around to the back of the store and see if I see a back door or a way that Ellen might be trying to get out, because I'm worried about Ellen.
And in fact, you hear this woman on the bullhorn as you go around to the back yelling, come out, Ellen! She says, we are here to curb your immorality and violence in our society.
Come on, Ben, we gotta go save Ellen!
Okay, I run around the back with Lydia.
Alright. You do see a back door.
That's the name of that girl who was playing, the lady who was playing the gong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's actually an emergency exit, and it is, like, slightly ajar.
This seems to qualify.
you get the idea that, like, it doesn't shut properly, uh-huh. And you get the idea that it's maybe open soon.
Do we look around, do we see anybody in this back area?
So, not around you, no.
Alright.
There's no sign of, like, haste. Through the bushes where someone might have already tried to
so
run.
So are all of you at the back door?
Yeah.
Yeah, we might as well right. Stick together.
Just, I roll me a sneak check.
Oh, man. that's certainly a thing I'm good at.
So,
yeah.
Refresh. What do we roll? All
right, so sneak uses your
body.
So you add your body, you roll dice equal to your body plus your sneak skill.
One success.
One success for Travis.
One success for Ben.
Two successes.
Two successes.
So it's...
Your body, and then whatever your sneak is.
One success.
One success.
One success.
All right, so you guys have no problem sneaking into the back of the shop. You hear, you kind of sneak into this office.
Oh, yeah.
You see in this office, you see like some shelves in front of you,
mm-hmm.
That are filled of video titles that you can just barely catch a glimpse of. Some are like, it's like Big Something 9 and like,
Something 9.
Plan Bone from Outer Space. Space Nuts.
Star Space.
These must be the Swedish equivalent.
Start like whistling some metal sound.
But you also see a desk and then the toilet and some movie posters on the wall. And somebody comes in. You guys are able to kind of sneak behind like a shelf and rummages around the desk and they pull up the syringe and they come back out into the main area. Look, a syringe! She's a drug user! She's infecting our children with drugs!
Is that true?
Ellen!
There's a, you kind of poke around this. So you look into the main area. You don't see Ellen in the main area. There's all these rows of video shelves, like signs that say new and upcoming releases, like a stand-in of the Terminator. No Ellen there. You don't see any Ellen back here either. There's like a door that goes to a bathroom. I look in there. No Ellen. So she seems to have escaped.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Did you guys want to look around here at all? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go look in the desk where that syringe supposedly came from. Like, did he definitely take a syringe out of the desk? Or was he planting the syringe?
Why don't you roll an investigate check?
Investigate 3 and 4. Two successes.
Alright, two successes.
Is the PTA still around?
There's like maybe five or six of them in the other room, and they're just like grabbing tapes off the shelves and like carrying them outside.
So there's, like, no discussion or anything. Like, no information that we could really get from
them. No, they're talking to each other. You could...
Okay, I'm going to do a sneak.
All right, so you can use your sneak from before. That's fine.
Okay.
So you're investigating. You're going to investigate the PTA in the other room. You're investigating the office.
I'm going to go look for, like, tracks or something outside to see if I can figure out where somebody might have gone.
Okay, you're investigating outside.
I'm going to grab a handful of good movies for our entertainment later. I'm going to loot.
Are you grabbing it from in here?
Yeah, well, what's nearby? But
is
if it...
the porn?
Yeah, this is all just the adults area.
I hate to let it go to waste.
So you grab a handful of pornography
in the huge old video cassette.
Well, I grab packaging. Like two, and then I'll go to the other room and grab a real movie or two. Like they don't know that I'm not one of the rioters.
Are you shoving it down your pants?
Yeah, they do. You're not dressed in a suit.
I'll sneak with Mortimer then.
And you're a child.
Right. You can use your sneak check from before. So you grab, you can kind of like through this. There's like this like plastic ribbons that kind of have red splashes on them. Like you know, like kind of an homage to Psycho. You get the idea, maybe. Uh-huh. And so there's definitely like a counter that you guys can hide, kind of sneak behind. And there's some return videos there that you can grab. So what did you guys get in your investigate checks? Two successes. 0 successes.
You can give him one of yours when you have an extra.
Okay. Well, then you can have a success.
All right. I have one success.
Can I have two?
Oh, no. That's not how that works.
Oh, never mind.
Investigate. If you have an extra, you get to ask additional questions.
Oh. NM.
I got one success.
One success?
I have 8 dice.
I'm not investigating, I'm just grabbing movies.
He's just stealing shit.
Maybe you're listening while you're grabbing movies.
Roll, that's okay. Roll me. I'll get this guy over here anyway.
Yeah. Roll me a grab a bunch of movies?
Roll me another sneak check to grab some movies.
Okay.
Alright, we'll start with you, Lydia.
Okay.
You kind of look around. And you see there's actually a. So there's several posters in here with motifs from like Escape from New York, Poltergeist, and Alien.
Mm-hmm.
You see that the Alien poster seems to be unusually bent at the corners, like it's been moved a lot. And so you kind of un-thumbtack one corner of it, lift it up, and you see there's actually like a little secret cubby hole behind there. And there is behind the poster is a kind of like a looks like a little wooden crate, maybe like this big. It's got like USCSS Nostromo written on it in like kind of Sharpie. You pull it out, you look into it, and there are in fact probably a half dozen or so syringes in here. But as you pick them up, look at them, they're labeled, and it reads hormone estrogen. You also find a postcard of the Golden Gate Bridge with a rainbow flag and a message on the back that says, hope to see you someday, with a smudged lipstick kiss on the back. And the final item is a letter stating that the National Board of Health and Welfare has hereby approved the applicant for a name change and enclosed a new personal certificate.
Does it have the applicant's new name or old name on it?
The new name, yeah, is Ellen Skoog.
I can ask something else, I believe, as well, right?
You can ask an additional question. No, whatever you want.
Can I see anything that gives me an idea of which direction Ellen fled?
Not in here, no.
Okay. The postcard doesn't have a different address on it or anything?
Nope. Mortimer. You overhear, one of the adults has a walkie-talkie. Mm-hmm. As you listen to it, you hear a crackle of life. Come in. This is BW1.
Let's go to BW3.
Go ahead, BW1. We've spotted the runaway. She's over near Stavsburg's factory, last we saw her. All right. Well, send out some more of the boys.
Okay. I think we'll probably sneak back away and let the rest of the group know she's in Stansburg factory, and we should go find her before they do.
I have
three successes. So basically, it says you find something unexpected or more of what you were looking for.
Okay.
If there's anything particularly.
This is actually perfect. So you're grabbing some of the VHS tapes, and you see one on top of the counter, and you grab it without really looking at it, and you kind of come back. We'll get to what that is in a moment.
Cool.
And then, Ben, as you're outside kind of looking around, you see a couple of guys who are all kind of walking in step with each other. But instead of wearing suits, they actually appear to be wearing camouflage. They've got like the camouflage has it's like kind of a green camouflage, but they have these jackets that have logos of birds on them. They've got wide brimmed hats and green rubber boots. They both have binoculars around their necks and walkie talkies in their belts. And you hear one of them kind of pick up his walkie-talkie and say, this is BW4, we're on our way now. And they get into a kind of beat-up-looking truck and drive off.
How fast they drive off? Can I chase them?
They drive off at exactly the speed limit.
Oh.
Well.
Car speed.
Yep.
Fascists.
I
run back in.
All right, so you guys all kind of get back together?
Mortimer, I saw fascists.
Oh my god, fascists!
For real this time. I think they had binoculars and big hats.
And we're That's wearing... a fascist, all right.
But they were wearing boots and like a weird uniform. And they also were like,
this is BW4, we're on our way.
Like Volkswagen?
No. B as in buffalo. Like buffalo wings 4.
What is a buffalo wing?
Oh, you'll find out.
Alright, do we have
from our wandering around the town any concept of where this old factory is.
Maybe we can go to, like, a drugstore and get a map? Or we can ask someone, as long as they don't look like a weirdo.
So you guys leave the video store, then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Travis, as you leave the video store, you look at the tapes you got. You got, of course, Space Nuts. What else do you got?
Buttlickers 4.
Buttlickers 4.
Anka does Dusseldorf.
Rochelle.
Ball Street. I think that's timely. and then you've also got, like, The Thing.
And I.
Lost Boys. And one video that says, that's different from the others, and it says, Sinharma promotional video. And there's a little note on it that says, Jens, start splicing these into the tapes. Or start copying these into the tapes. Mm. And then Jeanette.
This one's weird. I show it to them.
That is weird. Well, let's go see if we can try to find Ellen first, but then we should go, when we go home, we should watch that video. No!
But if it's something spliced into it, there could be a clue.
You're so gross.
You do know that at the house there are some maps of the area, so.
Okay. Well, then maybe we should head to the house to try and see if we can figure out where she is. If there doesn't seem to be an adult around, that might give us direction.
Mm-hmm. That we can try.
It's a town of fascists.
She's like Mortimer said.
Well, I mean, the librarian was trying to keep Mortimer from getting enough books. They're trying to keep us from getting movies. They basically are the same thing.
It's true.
Alright, so you guys arrive back at the house. And you open the door, and the living room actually looks to be in a bit of disarray. Like, some of the coffee tables are pushed around. Like, one of the couches is kind of tilted akimbo. There looks to be some shards of, like, broken glass on the floor.
We are going to get in so much trouble.
What happened?
As you kind of look around, Travis, you see something odd. Something you've never seen before in your life. Your dad walks in, and he's smiling.
Is he clothed?
Yeah, okay. He's wearing, actually, like, dressed a little more conservatively than usual.
Which is saying something.
Walks in from outside, or?
From, like, the kitchen. He's carrying, like, a broom. And he says, hey there, kiddo.
What happened here? Why is it all disheveled?
We didn't do this, Mr. Travis.
Well, no, that's because you're good kids, and you wouldn't do something like this.
Darn tootin'.
He says, I just tripped on the carpet, and stumbled into the table there and knocked the vase off. It's nothing to worry about,
children.
Right
on Mortimer's dad's cock.
Hey, Ben, you remember that old horror movie we watched with the body snatchers?
Yes.
He says, horror movie? You kids shouldn't be watching horror movies.
Travis, I think your dad is a liar now, too. Just like mine.
Yes, now.
He says, you know, some nice wholesome movies would be good for you kids.
Like Sound of Music?
Yeah, Sound of Music, or Ben-Hur.
What?
Or The Ten Commandments.
I mean, we did find this video that's all about what a great town this is.
He says, oh, really? That's interesting.
Well,
yeah.
Well, look.
What's that video called?
I don't know. B-Flex, like, in Sweden?
Stenhamra Hooray or something? I don't remember the title.
He says, was it the Stenhamra promotional video?
I don't think so.
It was something the PTA was giving out.
Oh, yes, he says. Let me see that video cassette tape.
Oh, we don't have it with
us.
Yeah,
we don't have a copy of it. We just saw it.
It was at the video store.
It the video store.
He says, then a bunch of adults came, and so we left.
He says, you really can't stay away from that video
store. What the adults of the video store told us.
We should definitely stay away from that.
He says, I heard that that's filled full of sinful, terrible films.
Yeah.
Not as full, man.
We were going to go upstairs and read some of Mortimer's
poetry.
Science books.
About poetry.
Yeah. We, you know, because I'm curious about his internship, and we wanted to just do some learning.
He says, learning is a pretty wholesome activity for you kids. Come here, son. Give me a hug.
Okay. Super, super awkward stick.
He gives you a hug. He says, I love you, and I'm proud of you.
You're such a good influence
on your friends.
Travis is yes, it's cool now.
It's important to be a good influence. Let's go.
He says, oh, by the way, Mortimer, your father, he has to do some work at DARPA. He may not be back tonight or tomorrow.
Or ever.
What kind of work? Is it work we should help
with?
Will
we see him on Monday?
I'm sure you'll see him Monday.
Did he smell weird?
How come you're not working with him? Oh, because we're here.
He says,
don't you guys work together?
He says, and,
play together.
He says, oh, and kids, don't forget Sunday is the Stidhammer, this weekend is the Stidhammer Cultural Festival. He says, I expect all of you to attend.
Yeah, we got some things.
Looking forward to it. Let's go. Let's get upstairs. As soon as he's out of
all right, so you guys head up to your hideout.
It's like, that is not my dad.
Travis, you bitch about your dad too much.
That is not my dad.
That was really fucking weird.
Yeah, and where is your dad? He wouldn't leave without talking to you.
That's how bad it was, I swore.
Mortimer's damn fuck right.
All of these people, they're pod people. These are not people anymore.
Do you think?
Are they pod people?
Okay?
Or are they like brainwashed? Like, are they replaced?
I think we need to go find Ellen.
Ellen's dead.
I hope not.
Ellen's a manager of a video store. We need Rambo.
Ellen obviously knows something.
I'm sure Ellen's video store has Rambo.
She got the heck out of there.
Well, why don't one of us go ask Travis's dad for a map of the town to help us better explore.
I'd rather we didn't talk to him again at all. Let's just avoid him.
Well, where do you want to find maps then?
We knew there was a map downstairs somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, you can grab a map on your map. It's like,
we unfurl our map. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alright, where's this factory at?
Alright, so you guys are here. It's this map. You guys pull out this beautiful Swedish map. Alright, so you guys are in Stidhammer.
Mm-hmm.
The factory they're talking about is up in Stavsburg.
Oh my gosh.
That looks like a long bike
ride. It's not as long as it would look.
That's what he said.
Or it's longer than it would
look. Oh yeah, they would.
Oh, it's in kilometers. I don't know what those are.
I will very quickly.
They're like miles.
So basically, that looks like about 7 or 8 kilometers.
That's not 2 kilometers. Bad. That's like 42 miles.
That's like 2 miles.
Yeah. So, well,
it's a little three.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 miles. It's not too bad.
I actually like the idea of you guys just being like, that's so many. It's 7.
That's 7,000 meters. I don't know how big a meter is, but that's a lot.
A meter's like a foot.
Well, it's a meter's like an M.
How do you know so
much about
meters?
Maybe it means like miles.
No.
Because my mom's a nurse. She has to use the units.
Yeah, she uses the units.
Pat Mortimer.
Did you grab
that? That is so gross. I did not grab a syringe, I don't believe.
I don't know what it was.
I just seen
really
what
fun.
Was what the
I don't either.
Syringe was.
I'll get you one.
Thanks.
So
yeah.
Jose.
Is did you grab the
section over there?
The syringes and stuff, like the secret stuff.
I think that
she's probably going to need.
I don't know if I would have grabbed it. Because were they, like, capped, or could I transport them safely, I guess, is the question. Because my mom taught me
to
be cautious. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then maybe I would have stolen one.
Yeah, you got one.
What are we going to do with all these drugs?
It's just estrogen. That's just girl hormones. We learned that in health class.
We didn't.
They don't give her bigger boobs.
We learned how to touch our balls.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I gotta watch some guy do it, too.
I don't want to talk about it.
Cancer balls.
He was, like, in the shower, and he's like, here's how you do it, kids. And then he starts doing it. And we're like...
In health class?
Yeah! In health class. In actual school.
Yeah, it's just me, your gym teacher, Mr. Tankarian. You know... One of the guys I have to face is ball cancer, and, well, here's how you do it. Here's my balls.
Oh, God!
And you use three of your fingers, five if you have them, and you just feel around there for bumps.
Five if you have them. Jesus Christ.
Glad he had a cameo.
I was hoping he would just be in vacation.
It's canon now.
And that's my memory that you've all experienced.
Ben, why was no one else there?
People were there. Travis was there.
I wasn't there. I have no memory of this.
Maybe you were sick that day.
Along with the rest of the boys. Okay. So it's about a half hour bike ride up to the bathroom. I'm actually going to pause here because I need to use the restroom. This is a good pausing point.
Yay!
Back in the action.
Okay.
All right. You guys pull up to the Stavsburg. You guys have been back in a while.
Stavsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys find yourselves outside. I'm gonna pause this for a good second.
Okay. Switch to next.
So you guys are outside the Stavsburg factory. Kind of on a country road near it, you see this large, mysterious and deserted old factory that was used by the Defense Research Institute, aka Rex Energy.
Cool.
And you guys get close to it, you see a couple of people. Kind of walking around near it, wearing camouflage and with binoculars and wide-brimmed hats.
Fashionists. They're fashionists.
Hey, what's a really recognizable, like, riff or heavy metal thing that we could use to communicate with Ellen?
That they're going to think is a bird or something? Like,
well, they just won't know what it is, but Ellen will.
But I don't think we want them to know we're here.
Well, I figured we'd, like, go off somewhere and, like, make that noise and hopefully Ellen will come find us.
Come on.
I see.
Because she'll know.
Well, the Swedish band Europe is very popular and they did the Final Countdown, which everybody knows.
That's a good idea.
Switch plan?
That's not much of a plan. Mortimer, give us a plan.
Shouldn't we just like, have them go in a different direction? Like, maybe mislead them and tell them that we saw Ellen somewhere else?
Mm. I like this plan.
That's a possibility.
How many of them are there around here?
You can probably see, roll me an investigate check.
Ben doesn't really care about investigating things. No. Ben is already, he already lost interest in that question.
He's over it.
Yeah, sure. You've seen at least two.
I have a plan. Follow my lead. Okay. And I ride a bike right up to the closest one.
They say, hey, stop there, kid. What you doing?
We're looking for sin to eradicate. Have you seen anything sinful out here?
I like that your phone wants to help direct us to sin.
Roll me a charm check, and I'm going to give you plus one dice on this for your goodbye.
You're brazenness.
One success.
So you have some more, if there's some sin out here to...
Yeah, well, we're out here... I don't know what, avoiding or
looking for sin.
Yeah, we're looking out for sinful things so that we can report it to the PTA.
We're sin busters.
You say, well, look, kids, do your parents know you're so far away from home?
Of course they do.
They trust us because they know want us to.
They
pure.
Hate sin as well.
You mean away from where we're staying or our actual home? In the States.
Okay, well.
Because they definitely know we're not in the States anymore.
They say, well, kids.
They know we're good kids.
You should go, he says you're from Stenhammer then? Currently, at this time, not.
Yes, we are staying in Stenhammer. We're going to get so Stenhammered.
They say, look, this place here, you don't want to go in there, kids. It's full of the shadow people.
Shadow people.
Ooh. Lydia hates shadow people. You shouldn't have mentioned that.
He says, bad, deformed, sinful creatures.
Tell me more.
He definitely wants to avoid them.
Monsters.
How do I know what they look like? How do I know to avoid them?
Does this factory make monsters?
He says, it's not a monster factory, but...
That is stupid.
He says, you should all get back on your bikes and ride back to Stenhammer now.
Okay. Somebody.
How do I protect myself from shadow people, though? You can't just tell me that there are shadow people and not tell me anything about what they look like or how to know what they are.
He says, by riding back to Stenhammer, he says, and avoiding sinful things like metal music and horror films.
But we spotted that video store lady going that way, which I'm going to point, like,
yeah, somebody should tell her to watch out for those shadow people,
like,
too.
We were trying to keep an eye on her, but she moved really fast.
Ellen, the video store clerk?
I believe
I don't know her name.
Yeah, she was going up over that hill over there.
She's sinfully cool, though.
Kids, get back to Stenhammer. And he kind of looks at the other one and says, BW1, this is BW4. Ellen's been spotted. We're in pursuit.
Did we do good?
He says, you've done great, kids.
Happy to be of help.
I want
to
manipulate We're this gonna for, like, leave. Money or something.
He says, Stenhammer forever.
Stenhammer forever.
And then they start heading into the woods.
What a bunch of suckers.
Stupid.
Okay. Well, I think now we can go find the monsters.
Shadow people, right?
Yeah. Well, now we can look for help.
Obviously.
She didn't actually go up over the hill.
I don't
know. That you know of.
If she was going anywhere, it would be to where he thought there were monsters. Ooh.
Yeah, I almost don't care about this whole Stenhammer thing now. I want to find these monsters.
Alright, so...
I guess I'm the brains now.
What's that like, Travis?
It's weird.
He doesn't like it.
Alright, so you guys are inside the abandoned factory. The place has an eerie and empty feel to it. Above, a faint twitter of birds can be heard, and the murky water puddles inside of it are completely still.
Are they talking birds?
The entrance's iron doors lead into a dark maze of concrete and shattered glass. There's almost no light as you guys navigate through the long and empty corridors with boarded up windows.
It's probably got really good acoustics, though.
Young man!
No, no.
There's no need to feel down, I said, young man.
It feels like you're in a haunted house, or maybe the, or maybe the Nostromo from Alien.
Game over, man.
Game over.
Right, what's just the, give me, like, what's your mood as you guys are walking through this?
We're kind of old hats at this weird shit.
Creepy
now.
Factory,
like,
yeah. We
feel like a veteran.
You've seen one creepy factory, you've seen them all at this point.
I'm excited because maybe these shadow folk are actually the fairies I've come here to find.
Yeah, we know we're definitely not on the side of the wholesome townsfolk. So we're basically trying to make ourselves known.
But
so
not
that,
too known in case the wholesome townsfolk are here, too.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So we're sort of just creeping through, hoping to find...
I guess, yeah,
Alan
it makes sense to kind of stay
people.
Relatively quiet
yeah.
while we move into the
especially
complex.
Right. After a while, you notice clues that point to people actually living here. The smaller rooms have remains of recent fires, sleeping bags, camping gear, and the like. Much of it tucked away in the corners of in old cabinets and lockers.
Definitely not robots, though.
You guys reach a large open space with a grated steel staircase leading up. There's a streak of light piercing the darkness through the boarded windows above. Every step you step in here echoes dreadfully into the darkness around you. You just have this fear. And actually, the start this reminds you of being in that grocery store when the lights went out and then the robots grabbed onto you and started squeezing the life out of you. You three thought you were going to die.
That's not a good thing.
Lydia's getting a little bit of a panic attack. You don't think there are robots around here, right? Like, we haven't seen any robots yet in Sweden, right?
Right?
I'm still not convinced that those people aren't robots.
Travis.
As you guys get near the middle of the room, closing in the staircase, the walls and shadows begin to move. You guys are surrounded quickly by moving shadows cut into the darkness in the room, shadows you can't identify. There's a whirlwind of movement and shouting as people are yelling at you in a language you don't understand.
Are you the fairies?
We come in peace.
I don't speak Swedish.
You do pick out just like, maybe like one phrase of like, who are you? What do you want?
I hold up my lighter and I say, mm-mm. Fuck the fascists.
You hear some murmuring from the shadows, and you hear one voice say in English, Americans.
Yes!
Fucking Americans.
Oh. Not yet.
The shadows move into the light. They appear as people of different ages, several quite young. They are not at all dangerous, terrible, or deformed looking. Most look like men and women. Others are harder to define. Many of them are holding hands. You see what looks to be some immigrants. Some have crutches or other disabilities.
Huh.
You see a person with a wheelchair wheel over.
What's going on?
Why do they call you shadow people?
One of them, non-binary person, kind of steps up and says, We have created a haven here for the unwanted and persecuted. The PTA, he says, some of us have only been here since last night. The PTA conducted a raid last night. Several of us. They call us the Shadow People because we live here in the shadows, but, we're no different than anybody else.
You look a little different.
He was shunned because he fell in love with another man. She got beat up because she had a different skin color. She was bullied because she could not walk.
That sounds awful.
Can I be a shadow person too? Do I have to like join? Do we get like tattoos or something? Do we have to become blood brothers?
You just have to be hated and devoted. Which is sadly true for many of us.
Oh.
Cool. We just wanted to get some cool videos, and the PTA attacked the video store.
Oh, so, yeah. Do you know, Ellen, who owns a video store?
Is she okay?
One of them nods and leaves.
Maybe that was wrong.
And they say, we started the Chateau People rumors ourselves. We spread rumors of there being criminals living here. All we want is to be accepted, but since that is not how the world works, we just hope to be left alone for the persecution to stop.
That sounds fair.
Mm-hmm. There used to be some...
not fair.
We used to get help from some kind folks in town who used to come with food gear and other necessities. But those nightly excursions were branded as satanic rituals. And now almost everyone has left Stin Harima. Jeanette calls us the Army of the Abandoned, and we kind of like that name, actually. Ellen comes in. Her eyes are red. She's wearing, red and swollen.
Oh.
She's got the thing t-shirt on. Her glasses have a cracked lens.
Oh, no.
Are you okay?
She says, hey, kids. I am okay. She says, as I was going to open up the video store, she says, someone attacked me from behind and kidnapped me. She says, I woke up in a room later, which I'm pretty sure, she says, I recognize that there's the Stim Harma Skolin. She says, the school.
Oh, right.
She says, in front of me there's a woman I recognize from the newspaper, Jeanette. She had some sort of advanced computer that was small enough to fit in a lap. She opened up.
Wow.
Witchcraft.
And there was a strange machine that she had with it. She hooked it up to the VCR and she forced me to watch some sort of strange commercial for Stin Harima.
Was some guy named Jens there too?
I do not recall the Jens.
We have a tape.
Yeah, we have some of your stuff. We snuck into the store during the riot just to see what was going on. So and I hand her the porno tapes.
She kind of just drops them on the floor. She says, thanks, I guess.
These could come in handy if you would decide to open a new store. And also, give her stuff.
Not in front of all of you people. I'm going to basically just like...
You people.
Men. In front of you men. You
it's
guys
just a video.
She says, anyway, the video, she says, some of the words echoed in my head and it felt like I get this really bad headache. She says, but they made me watch it multiple times.
How'd you get away?
She says, well, the others in the room, some of them were standing, others were tied to chairs. They seemed captivated by the video. She says, however, the woman, Jeanette, she said that it didn't work, that my brain was already too affected by unwanted thoughts.
Nice.
She says she left the room at that point and I was able to break free from my chair. She says the guards were all in a stupor from the video. And then I ran from the school and then I ran back to my video store,
so
she
far
says.
Away.
But they were outside pretty quickly after that. So I ran up the back and ran here.
Did you see any other American people there? Like a real dick or something?
Older people.
Older people.
She says, I cannot tell if someone is American by looking at them.
Oh, you can tell.
Sorry.
She says, could you give me a better description of this man you were looking for?
Sure. We'll describe Travis's dad.
And Mortimer's.
And Mortimer's. And
she says, I saw the first one, he was there. The second one, though, was not.
Mm-hmm. Wait, he was there? Was he captivated by this video too?
Is that?
Yes.
Yes.
Makes sense. It's some sort of brainwashing thing.
Yeah, we're not entirely sure that that was a downgrade, though, for Travis's dad.
I mean, yeah, he was less of a dick, but just as conservative.
True that.
She says, anyway, she says, they seem to be based out of the school, this PTA.
Has things been going on weird with the PTA for a while? Or are they just overnight being weird fascist conservatives?
She says, no, they did not used to be like this, she says. It has only been that way for 3 or 4 weeks now. She says it seems to start pretty small, she says, but it's escalated quite quickly.
What can we do to help?
She says, I do not know, she says, we must stop. She says, we just wish to escape, so we have escaped.
That's not good, though. All the people have been brainwashed by that video. And Travis's dad has been brainwashed, too.
She says, if there's something we can do to help, she says, I'm sure there are people here who can.
You should be aware that things are going to come to a head this weekend. They're having that weird festival thing, and there's no way they're not planning on, like, burning everybody or something horrible.
Mm-hmm. Or some fascist thing.
They're already talking about burning books and movies and music. It's just a small step from that to burning people.
Is it, Travis? Is it really?
I find people are barely not on fire at to begin with.
Alright, well, for most people, it's a bigger step, though.
So, Travis. Have you had other weird incidents going on around your weird Swedish DARPA thing? Whatever it's called, I forget.
Rex Energy?
Mm-hmm. Because where we come from, there's a place like that that is pretty much the root of all the weird shit.
Well, she says yes, it seems like there's episodically these events that happen. She says, who could forget the mummy in the mist?
That's a good one. So clearly I think this PTA is connected to them.
She says, well, maybe you can find more out from them. She says, we cannot go into the school, she says, but you all are children.
How do we keep our brains free from their influence?
Yeah, what if they try to show us this tape that Lydia won't show you?
What if they try and stick matchbox cars up our butts?
Here, that's the thing people do.
Yeah, then what?
She says, well, don't watch it.
She said she was immune because she already had all that sin in her head. We should probably watch a bunch of, like, dirty movies and stuff. And then we'll be immune. It's logical.
Hey, Ellen, where's your bathroom?
Why don't you take a copy of Ball Street?
She doesn't have all of it been using.
Come with me to the corner bathroom.
Okay, she goes with you.
I am going to do the horribly blatant, but we think we're surreptitious, tampon pass from middle school to give her syringes of estrogen the postcard.
She says, well, thank God. She says, I was worried I would lose, I'd lost this. She says, of course you can't get that instant hammer now.
Man.
Ever since the pharmacist started dressing like a dick.
Like an actual penis?
You're not there.
So maybe the PTA got Ball to Street him, too. I can't believe the PTA is keeping people from getting their medicine.
Yeah, at least they wear a uniform.
She says, they don't think that people like me are people. I don't think that we should have that medicine.
So, how are we going to set him on fire? Travis is really good at causing trouble. Do you guys already have a resistance movement?
She says they outnumber us. She says, and we're worried that they will ensorcel the brains. She says, but we could. She says, if you'd like, we could make some sort of distraction. Get them away from what you need to do.
Well, I don't think we have enough information yet to be able to have a full plan, but we might need to take you up on the distraction idea.
She says, whatever you do, do not trust the police.
Never trust the police. We steal cop cars for fun.
She says,
fuck the police.
She says, the police. Oh no. Bunch of white kids in the basement going, fuck the police.
Children. Scatter.
And then I was home.
That's the tallest fence I've ever climbed. Oh, John Mulaney. Alright, she says, the city government, the police, they're the first to be turned.
Why do you think they started at the school?
Because they're the PET motherfucker.
It is summer, maybe it's not being used. I don't know if they do school year round.
What? This is a fascist place.
So our plan then is to go to the school to investigate what this PTA is doing.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds like our basic plot. Let's get on these bikes.
And she says, and we will have some people give you a distraction so that hopefully there will not be many people there.
Sounds perfect.
Okay.
Does the PTA have a specific office or anything at the school?
She says, the room they had me in was in the north wing. She says, for the upperclassmen, she says, when you come in, she says, you'll be on Solbacher Road. She says, if you go between the south wing and the recreation center, she says, the north wing is right there in the north. She says, if you've hit the crafts hall, you've gone too far.
Crafts hall. That's a thing. I totally know what it is.
She says, it is the building where people go to do crafts.
What?
She says, it is next to the sports hall.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that in Sweden people care as much about crafts as they do about gym?
Well, about half as much. It's about half the size of the sports hall, but yeah, we love our crafts here.
That's so cool.
All right, so what do you think you guys want to do before you go to the school?
Do they know it? Do they have like a secret handshake or signal?
Yeah, how do we maintain communication?
If we find somebody and we want to be like, hey, we're
going to ask their group, does anyone have a bottle of high-proof alcohol?
Travis, Jesus Christ.
One person comes up and is like, I got one.
Are you going to make a Molotov
cocktail? I'm going to make a Molotov cocktail. If I can.
How much are you going to give me for it?
Favorite voice so far.
Apply out like $2 American and be like, this. It's worth a lot of your
what
money.
What am I supposed to do with that green funny money?
Just go to your bank and they'll exchange it for like 100 of yours.
That is only like, that is 2 kronas worth of money there. And this whole bottle cost me 5.
Mortimer.
Am I paying the man?
It might come in handy.
Okay.
You just want to start fires all the time.
And so I give him 5.
Thank you so much there, little man.
Let's never talk to this person again.
No, I want him to be my best friend.
I think he'd probably be a great storyteller.
And there I was, instant hammer, surrounded by the dragons. They come and visit me once a night or so.
How far into the bottle are you usually by then?
Well, into the bottle suggests it'd just be one.
So yeah,
touche, drunken Swedish man. Touche.
We's all from Sweden here, so you kids have a good adventure there.
I use one of my socks to basically make the thing into a Molotov.
You crunch it in the shape?
Yeah. Tie it around the end, have some sticking up.
Gross.
I think that we could probably make some decoy Molotov cocktails, too, if we can't get any more alcohol bottles. Like, go to the store and grab some
water bottles.
Yeah, water bottles or other bottles that look like alcohol, and we'll just put, like, clear liquid in there. And so they won't know which one's the real Molotov cocktail, but we will. Well, and that way, when we throw it, they'll scatter.
You can scatter them towards where the real one's going to be for the maximum body count.
I don't like it when you talk this way.
No, that was Jason, not Travis.
All right, you guys make some real Molotov cocktails. So give yourself a Molotov cocktail plus +3.
Ooh.
And you have three fake ones, one for each of you. I'm going to call that a +1 item, depending on how you use it.
Poorly.
At the very least, it's a melee weapon.
It's true.
I think it's more of a range attack.
Does Travis have that many socks?
I'm sure we can find bits of fabric around.
Why don't we do that first?
In the craft area.
Okay.
We'll have her, like, yarn a wick for each one.
That's fair. I can do that.
Yeah, can we go raid stuff out of the craft area?
We need supplies.
Not there yet.
Absolutely you can. Alright, so you guys bike down. Taking the high up today is 62 degrees, which is very lovely.
Celsius? Oh my god.
Fahrenheit. it's probably like, I don't know, what's that, like 20 degrees Celsius? 18, something like that?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. It's Fahrenheit temperature.
Mm-hmm. You guys bike down, you bike past all these like big meadows. Despite your adrenaline pumping, it's still very pretty and foreign looking to you guys.
I'm sure one of us probably bought one of those cardboard disposable cameras. So we're just like, click. Because we are on vacation.
Okay. All right, you guys arrive at the school. Where do you want to go first?
Craft.
Well, first we want to observe the area to make sure we can avoid security.
All right. School seems empty.
School
out
for
summer.
So you guys go to the craft hall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the craft hall, it's got some like wood shops, metal shops.
Oh, nice.
It's got like some home ec stuff. It's got like a room full of like craft supplies and yarn and knitting needles and.
Are there any glass bottles?
Yeah.
Okay, let's gather up all the glass bottles.
Wow, look at this metal shop and wood shop. Mr. Tankarian would love this place.
Oh, is there any alcohol for, like, cleaning
stuff? I hope he's not here.
Oh, then we can make more Molotov cocktails.
All right, so you each have a Molotov cocktail +3.
Nice.
Could fill one with, like, bleach and ammonia and make, like, a... mustard gas.
I was going to say probably a little extreme. Diet Coke and Mentos. Well, they must have like a ton of Mentos over here, by the way.
I thought that was Spanish.
It's all the same. I am going to country. Be, while we're poking around the craft stuff, still trying to keep an eye on the area that is the north wing that Alan was saying. And do I see any movement or people coming and going?
You do actually notice that, like, there seems to be routinely just, like, a person walking the halls.
There seems to be a guard. looks like he's doing a loop every 15 or 20 minutes, so we need to make sure to avoid him when we go in.
Or what we could do is distract him by throwing them all, like one of the cocktails, in an opposite direction.
I feel like that'll attract even more people.
Yeah, I mean, once he's alert, put them in a different area. We don't need to go that far. If we find one of those little, like, school AV setups, we've got videotapes. We could just throw, like, Lost Boys on in a room, and eventually
make it really loud.
They'll hear something and go over there.
Wow. Travis is really outbraining us today.
It's this clean air. I think it's the desert.
Your
really,
voice is that less nasally than it usually is today. Maybe that's what's going on.
This is what happens when I have a cold.
Yeah. Like, oh no, my voice is gone, which means my brain is gone too.
No, this is just Travis reacting to his dad having said that he loved him and he's proud of him.
He's just...
He's blossoming. Positive reinforcement.
Plus one to mine.
Oh, I forgot to check. What's your guys' birthdays?
Mine's October.
I just had
mine's
one.
March.
February.
Mine was February 11th.
I had mine in between sessions.
And did you,
so now I'm 14, and so I went up a stat point and lost
you
a luck.
Lost another luck.
Yeah.
All right. What did you increase?
Body.
All right. So
word.
You make some Molotov cocktails. And then you. What do you do to get into the PTA headquarters?
All right.
Well, I think Travis's idea of setting up a decoy in another abandoned or...
Yeah, I mean, if we saw, like, an AV set up in one of the classrooms, we could do that. Otherwise, let's not really waste the time.
Let's investigate for one. Anyway, I'm going to try to pick a lock to get in the door of the thing when we get there.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Did we find an AV setup?
Well, you got to get into the north wing first, so... Oh, okay. We got one in the crafts hall.
Alright.
I need somebody to roll me a calculate roll to kind of look at the lock and try to figure it out. We've got these newer...
I'm all ready to, like, pick a lock.
I've got five.
Motherfucker. Do it. I'm good at sneaking and investigating and not really...
I've got two successes.
Alright, so you can either tell Travis how to, or Ben how to pick it with a tick check, or you can use a program roll to bypass any of the newer code blocks.
What do you guys think?
I think it makes more sense to do the tech, because if we break the lock, they're going to know somebody's in here. But if you're able to program your way in.
Yeah, so.
But I also have 10 dice for picking the lock.
Yeah, why don't you do
it? Alright, dice, don't screw me on this.
Roll all the dice. Here, roll them back.
Ooh.
Way they won't go. Hit there on yawn.
I can make a yawn. Oh my god.
One success. That's all you needed.
Beep boop.
Beep boop, beep boop.
Door is unlocked.
The door is ajar.
Alright, so you guys are able to break in pretty quickly. The guard patrols, you time it well with the guard patrol, and you quickly find one of the classrooms is now marked with a Parent Teachers Association sign.
Alright. Is that door locked?
No.
All right, let's go in. I'm gonna do some investigations. Is there anyone in there?
You're not supposed to drink the Molotov cocktail.
All right, so you go into this room, which is full of cultural festival plans, but it's also you also notice it's filled with chairs with restraint harness belts, as well as old arts and crafts decorations.
Oh, they have a fishing game in here too.
Very creepy.
You see sealed boxes of what appears to be cassette tapes, You also see a couple of TVs have been rolled in, and they're lined up side by side. In front of each stands a chair with the straps and restraints. Connected to the TVs are cables, which wind their way back to a large computer by the teacher's desk. What do you do?
Are there VCRs?
Yeah, there's VCRs hooked up to all of them.
So pop the tapes out of those and add them to our stash, but then replace them with like our movies.
All right. All right, and so these all say Stidhamra promotional tourism video.
So now we have three of those.
And you see a steel box full of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
We should definitely destroy those.
What else do you guys do?
So we're just pulling handfuls of tape out, old school style.
Warner, what do you do?
There's a computer. You should check into that computer.
Yeah. So what do? So the computer, is it a tinker? Is it
all right? So you go over the computer. Next to the computer, you see a folder full of notes written in a neat handwriting. The folder is labeled Jeanette Adolfson, Hypnotic Studies, FOA. And it says classified in all cap letters written in red ink.
That just means it's interesting.
So you can either comprehend, look through the notes, or roll a program check to look through the computer. What else are you, what are the rest of you doing?
I'm going to rifle around for papers or descriptions of planned activities to see if I can get any idea of how they're going to entrap more people into watching.
Okay, investigate check. Bin traps.
Is this our trouble? We're not at trouble yet, right?
You're in trouble? No.
Okay.
No.
One success.
Is this the only classroom that's been...
What are you doing? Are you doing the...
The comprehend.
Okay, do the notes.
Can I use a luck point to re-roll?
You sure can. Travis, what do you do?
I'm going to use force to destroy the videotapes.
Okay. Ben?
If Mortimer's not playing on the computer, I will get in there and be terrible at it. All
right, roll me a program roll.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Tech? Oh, it's five dice.
Alright, so.
I didn't get any successes.
You want to do also? Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you can use your pride to always succeed if you want.
I guess, yeah. I'll just do pride to succeed.
Because you're so smart.
Lousy foreign computers.
I did not get a success, but. I don't think it's important enough to waste a thing. So I'll just...
And like, what did you get on your investigate?
I got a success.
All right. Lydia, you find a receipt for a newly purchased video projector.
Oh, shit.
On tables and in open boxes all around the room, you see several stacks of approved films. Whatever that means. Travis, roll me a comprehend check. Ben, you know if you felt anything.
Yeah.
Mortimer, you look through this folder.
Not even
you realize that Jeanette has developed a system and software that puts people in hypnotic state when watching TV. Notes from her test show that the control may be broken by strong emotional impressions. Some examples she gives include like horror films, violent action films, metal music, getting into like physical confrontations, sex.
Taking a trip down to Ball Street.
I succeeded my comprehend. Barely.
You try to break these tapes with your hands. And they're just really strong. It turns out they're made of plastic, and plastic can be strong sometimes.
Sometimes.
But you also remember that a strong magnet could clean the tapes.
Do we have access? Maybe in the craft area.
You don't need magnets for crafts.
But there was a whole metal shop.
You do if you want to put it on the refrigerator.
You didn't have some science classrooms?
Yeah. Mortimer. Hey. We can erase all these with a magnet.
We could certainly could.
That's
smart.
How are you going to find the magnet?
So.
Hey, I look around. Does this PTA party festival thing, do they have some kind of like loudspeaker system hooked up or something at it? Can I figure out if what they're.
Yeah, I was going to ask. The projector, does it have like a reel or is it video?
The projector's not here.
Okay.
I just found the receipt. So
but you do as you poke around a little more, Ben, as you kind of wanted it. You do find pinned to an announcement board in the hallway, covered in glitter, the Stenhammer Cultural Festival's program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next event is the Future of Stenhammeros, a speech and inspirational video by the PTA's chairman, Jeanette Adolfson, at Stenhammer Forum.
When is that?
By Hitler and all
that? Is that video in the room?
Yeah, you've got like a bunch of copies of that video.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to play that for the whole town.
Is the label removable, or can we duplicate that label?
Yeah.
And put it on
the one of the porns?
That... You know what would be even better is if we splice in something like porno heavy metal into the middle of their tape so that basically everyone is under their spell, it gets broken, and then we could have it say, hey, these fuckers are breaking your mind. But I don't know how to edit video. That's like a technique.
That's what I was thinking, is that I don't know how much time that we have.
Yeah.
And what might be faster and easier is just to put the label on all the videos that we do have, and that way what's going to happen is they're going to put one video in and be like, oh, shit. They're going to take it out and grab another video, put that in, and go, oh, shit. And they're just going to keep doing that. Mm.
But we don't know where the master copy or the one that they're going to use for the production is. And we also aren't sure where... Well, does the program say where the speech will... You said at the tour?
Yeah. It's at the Cultural Festival, which is...
So we need to go.
Downtown Stenheim.
And what time is it going to be at?
What's today? Are we still on Friday? Yeah, it'll be noon tomorrow.
Okay.
Can we sneak down there like now?
That's what I'm thinking. We gotta scout it out.
Yeah.
Mortimer, roll me a tinker check to make the fake videos.
One success.
All right. You're able to make three. You guys have three videotapes, I think, left.
Sure.
So you make three copies of. I'm also going to say that you kind of fast forward and cue it up to particularly bad parts of the films.
Oh, we sure do.
We are not being kind and rewinding.
As you guys are doing this, you hear footsteps coming down the hallway.
Scatter!
What do you do?
Can we leave, or do we have to hide?
You can try to sneak out, or you can hide.
Let's try and sneak out.
Everyone with
sneak
checks.
Okay. That's something I'm doing. One success.
One.
One success.
One success. Two successes.
All right, so that's enough for everybody. I'm going to give you a hard choice, though. You can sneak out successfully, but as you're walking out, you do notice in one of the science rooms there's a huge stack of what looks to be like tapes that have been confiscated from the video store and a large magnet.
So, we can sneak out successfully, or we can potentially have access to a large magnet.
Mm-hmm. You might get caught.
I vote we sneak out successfully, because I think that Mortimer
knows enough about how to make a super magnet that we don't need a physical magnet. She can magnetize like a nail or something.
Oh, fascist.
Exactly.
I would say fascists are stupid.
Because I mean, we'll figure out something.
Okay.
But we do need to sleep at some point.
Yeah.
So you head back to your hideout?
Yeah. Yep. Talk about what our plan will be and how we're going to try to get to the cultural center and find their
real
production
projector
to fuck it up.
Alright.
Are there other activities planned before the big speech, or is that the first activity in the morning?
That's like the kickoff activity that starts at noon. So, you guys head back to the house. Inside, Travis, your father, Larry, is sitting there watching what looks to be the Ten Commandments, a film you've never known him to watch before. Hello, kids.
Hey, Mr. Travis.
By golly, it's a lovely day here in Sweden, isn't it?
Yeah, we were just out
enjoying
the sights.
I don't think we should go back to America. I think we should live here forever.
Well, it's better than Boulder.
Burn on Boulder.
Yeah.
He says maybe the rest of you kids could stay here, too.
Well, Mortimer's dad is gone. We gotta at least...
Yeah, we can't leave my dad.
I'm sure your dad will be taken care of and show up eventually.
I don't know.
I mean, Ben has nothing to go back to, so that makes sense.
It's true.
He says, Travis, Lydia, Ben, the three of you head upstairs. I need to have a word with Mortimer.
Okay.
Guys, don't leave me.
I don't know. Mortimer is... Can I stay behind? I heard about shadow people today, and I'm really scared, and Mortimer is the only one I know who's smart enough to save me.
Burn, Travis.
And because I know the song.
Yeah, the Don't Be Scared song.
I mean, Mortimer, I think this is... kind of sensitive information. I don't know if you want your friends to hear it or not.
I briefed them. They're all ready to deal with any sensitive information they pick up while they're over here.
He says, Mortimer, I have some bad news about your father.
Okay.
Your father is, well, I don't know how to tell you this.
Gay, we know.
He is a homosexual. A deviant.
Mortimer! This is the first we've heard of this.
So?
He says, homosexuality is a sin. He says, homosexuals are perverts.
Wait a minute! I have a question.
You hung out with him a lot. How do you know you're not also homosexual?
That's a good question, too. But my question was, homosexuals don't have sex with women. And yet, in order to make Mortimer, his dad would have had to be involved
with
Mortimer's mom.
Says, and yes, Mortimer, poor your mother. She had sex with a homosexual and didn't know it, filling her with sin as well.
But she's not, but he's not a homosexual.
I think that's technically called semen.
Jesus. Was it her fault that she slept with someone who she was married to?
I think
she was just she was just a pawn in his homosexual lifestyle.
You've got some faults in your logic. I think we need to get some more information. Thank you for sharing what you think you've uncovered so far, but I'd really like to talk to my dad.
Well, perhaps after tomorrow you can.
Why? Let's... Why can't I talk to him till tomorrow?
Oh, he is occupied.
Why?
Where is he?
He says, He's, I'm sure, at DARPA. He'll be back at some point, but I don't think we should have him around you anymore, Mortimer.
Does he'd be DARPA a corrupting know?
Influence on you.
He's my dad. He's not a corrupting influence. He's a fascist.
He says homosexuals are child perverts.
That's not what that means.
Yeah, that's I definitely not what that means.
Perverts who are children.
He says pedophiles, Travis.
No, pedophiles are pedophiles. Homosexual just means that they want to lick people who have the same things, right? That's what we learned in health class.
It's like when dudes touch their wieners together.
Yeah. He says, that is enough of that sinful talk in this house.
I thought one wiener opens up.
And the other one knows.
Yeah.
That's called docking.
Yeah.
He says, I'm sure everything will make more sense after the cultural festival tomorrow.
Do you know if my dad's wiener is the one that opens up? Or if it's the one
I step in front of them. We have a lot of information here to process so that we can continue our non-sinful lives.
Wait a second. You went on fishing trips with his dad, and you slept in the same cabin, and I'm pretty sure if you sleep in the same room as a homosexual, you become one. So or you're the same, sure.
Or the same tent.
You're not also gay.
An outlandish claim.
Have you ever had
Do you like penises in your mouth?
Or matchbox
cars? That would be sinful and is against the pure...
What about a matchbox car in your butt?
I have already gone upstairs.
Look, strong emotion is supposed to break the bond, or break the control. I'm trying to provoke a reaction here.
Is your penis the one that opens up?
Upstairs,
is it like a flower?
My penis never opens up.
You're not doing it right. Because
you're not homosexual.
Is that how you know?
Yeah.
Must
it
be,
opens
right?
up like a Venus flytrap.
Like one of those Stranger Things monsters?
Yeah.
You're a scientist.
Right, it's science.
Alright, so you guys headed back upstairs. Anything you want to do in your hideout that night? I think we should set a scene there, just the process.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that we should try to hide one of the awful movie. Oh, wait, we don't have any anymore. I was going to say we should put one in his Ten Commandments movie so that it breaks the hold, but...
Is there anything in the house, like a video camera, or...
Open up.
No video cameras are still replacements.
Are you talking to your penis?
Maybe.
Because I was like, we could put our own video together. We could just stare at each other and swear.
And talk about licking buttholes.
And penises opening up.
I just want to remind everybody that even if he wasn't under the influence, he would still be a conservative fascist dickhead who happens to be gay. But he would not be helpful. So
let's
ignore him.
Dad.
He's easier to manipulate under the influence of this shit.
But he actually loves you now.
No, don't think so.
He said he was proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of what? What have I done?
You've been all smart today. I mean, only today. Just so we're all clear. Maybe he heard about that.
Maybe.
Like, that's my son. Figuring out how to trick people.
So... Are we just going to wing it tomorrow? Like, do we have a plan?
Well, I think we're going to try and make sure that the video is switched.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get up early and go down there.
Yeah.
I think we need to do more than just making sure we don't get new people addicted or whatever. We need to also try to figure out how to stop Jeanette Adolphson.
Strong emotions who are already and whatever will and scary images and rock music will break the spell on everybody who's already turned.
Wait, are we going to start the first gay pride?
Gay pride's been around for a while at this point.
Are there emergency
Denhamra
like speakers in the town?
Yes, this is what I'm going for.
They don't have. They have big speakers at the. At the festival.
Okay.
And I've got my Jefferson Starship.
You did see them on your way by. see them setting up a stage, some speakers, and a big projection screen.
Okay.
So I think plan A is to switch the tape, but mm-hmm. plan B is to splice our, like, a metal tape into the speaker systems that would just play over whatever they're showing on the video.
Okay. Do we need to try and find your dad? Do you think he's in danger right now?
Yup.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Most definitely. But, I mean...
Travis, how come you didn't think of that?
I assume he's dead.
I mean, there's not...
It's not Mortimer's sister.
Oh, damn. Wow. Speaking of, have you called your family lately? Like, how do we get a... I mean, it's really expensive to call long distance.
It's like a bunch of kroners.
I'm trying to think if there's some sort of a device that could be built that would maybe capture or, like, divert the signal or something so that we could do our own broadcast on their network, but they're using, like, 80s tech, so I really can't think of how that would work.
Well, I think it's pretty simple. So what we have to find is the main line that they're feeding into, and then we just cut into it. So it looks like they're still connected.
You okay?
I just lie down because I'm getting really dizzy.
You could just sit over there on the big, comfortable, massive couch.
Head needs to be black.
Okay.
Legs need to be up. That's how this has to work.
Do you need something else to raise your feet up?
You want a pillow for your...
I've got a... I'm putting them under the table.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the plan?
We're going to try and switch the tape. That's our primary, mm-hmm. if everyone's cool with that. And then the secondary, like, to make sure whether the tape gets switched or not, we also want to splice into the sound system
mm-hmm.
and play one of the heavy metal tapes mm-hmm. over whatever they would end up showing, whether it's our tape or something mm-hmm. else.
We also have Molotov cocktails.
And we have the Molotov cocktails, but we don't actually want to hurt anyone at this point, because
mm-hmm.
it's going to be innocent people in the crowd as well.
But we need to
figure I think that's
out more
be our
about
escape
Nina Adolfson and how and what her purpose is. Like, obviously she wants to mind control all these people, but to what end? Like, she's trying to get rid of these things that are, quote, sinful because it'll break her mind control, but what does she want to do with all the mind-controlled people?
Isn't it the same thing as every fascist since the beginning of time that tries to control how and what people do? You have to make an enemy, and an easy enemy is somebody that people don't understand.
So you think she's going to try to start a war against the shadow people?
100%. I think we're looking at the next Holocaust, guys.
But what does she get out of it?
She gets power.
Yeah, total control.
Why do you think they all, like, wear the same stuff and walk together in their creepy ways?
Well, I think they've been brainwashed, right? Because she's hypnotized all of them.
She turned them all into Republicans.
Do you think that gnosis makes people walk in step?
It can.
It sometimes. If it's a DARPA super science type of hypnosis, maybe.
So how do you think she's giving people orders after they've been hypnotized? Because we do have a lot of people who have already been influenced who we're going to need to maybe take on. Do you think there's a way of disrupting there?
Doesn't it stop them? Like, doesn't it pull them out of the hypnosis if they see the videos that have violence and then also if they hear the heavy metal mm-hmm. music? So not only will it interrupt people from getting hypnotized, but it will also pull people out of already being hypnotized.
What about, like, people who are patrolling or guards who are at the speech?
We'll have to get them other ways. Maybe a boombox? Or,
Your
Yeah. Boombox, I think, is a great one.
Okay. So maybe we need to see if we can find a boombox, too, so we can have mobile mind control breaks.
Do we rescue Mortimer's dad tonight or tomorrow?
I think we have to wait until we get the larger group taken care of. I have a feeling he might actually be in that larger group tomorrow.
I don't know.
Deal with the problem at hand.
What if we save everyone, but they're all still kind of jerky?
Well, then we go home. They're in Sweden, and we're in the States, and we don't ever have to worry about them.
Isn't it real weird when you have to go to class next week?
It's summer. We don't have to go to class.
I don't know that my dad is going to make me go after all of this. Like, this has been pretty fucked up, guys. That's how you know it's bad, I swear.
He even gonna know how bad it is?
Yeah. Maybe he'll still be like, oh, Mortimer, that was all a dream. A delicious dream. A salty, salty, white, delicious dream. Yeah.
Then we go to bed.
Yeah.
So we need our rest.
Can you hear from
me? I'm Ben's a growing room? Boy.
Open up. Open up.
All right, so it's the next day.
Get up bright and early and have some Swedish pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Nazi pancakes.
Larry has made breakfast for you. It's a very, like, it's an oddly American breakfast. Like, it is...
Aggressively so.
Like, each of you get, like, two eggs, semi-set up, three pieces of bacon, two pieces of toast, a glass of orange juice, a glass of milk, and a piece of fruit, yeah. And Larry's like, you have to have a complete breakfast. One that is based off the American Food and Drug Administration food pyramid.
Thanks, Larry. You've been so helpful.
I've been to health class. That sounds reasonable.
So
I don't normally eat such a big breakfast, Mr. Travis's dad.
It's the most important meal of the day.
He's smiling. Where did you learn all this?
He says...
He was in the army. He knows things.
He says, it's a widely known fact, Lydia.
But I don't think you made breakfast for Travis before, have you?
Well, I've seen the error of my ways. If I was a bad parent before, I will be a great parent going forward. After all, being a father is one of the most important tasks a man can have. And he says, when we get back to America, Travis, I'll make sure that your mom rejoins our family.
But
it's important for a kid to have a mom and a dad.
It sure is.
But she likes Mr. But Mr. Samuels is going on dates with her, I heard.
After I talk to Mr. Samuels, I'm sure he'll see reason and let me have my wife back. After all, she belongs to me.
Lydia, you have something to say about that? Lydia?
Guys, can we talk after breakfast?
All right, Travis, your dad's back to being kind of a jerk again. I say when
he
leaves.
He was never not a jerk.
So, I assume we go back upstairs after breakfast to kind of discuss or...
Gear up.
Yeah.
So full of pancakes.
So, what do you think is in this movie that makes it so much about rule following or drug administration? Like, what... Like, I can understand outlawing things to break the mind cycle, but what... is the mind hold trying to program them to do?
Well, I think it's more so to follow whoever's in charge.
Maybe we could watch one of the tapes.
I don't know that that's a good idea.
I kind of want to watch one, and then you can.
We're pretty full of sin,
guys. I mean, I just think
we don't
it's
have
too
time.
Risky. Have you guys seen a boombox anywhere?
Yes, there's a boombox in your room.
Okay.
Right there.
Are the batteries full?
Batteries are perfectly full.
Excellent.
I've never that almost never happens.
These D batteries are hard to find too.
Here's my
My mom has a lot of them.
Did Travis bring cassettes, or do we need to find cassettes?
No, I would assume I brought like a Walkman.
Oh yeah, he brought all these Swedish doom metal cassettes. He's going to use to impress local Swedish women with.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're still okay. Your dad didn't try to break them.
I've been behaving. He has no reason to suspect me.
Why don't we let him go back to the States in the state, and then Mr. Samuels can kick the crap out of him.
I'm down. So yeah, it's like Mayhem and Axe Witch and all these like just super, super dark death metal.
They're all recorded on the cassette tape from like the record shop.
Yeah.
Like you went in there and just kind of started recording.
So it's like a real bootleg mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if that doesn't jar you, nothing will.
Alright, so you guys head to the cultural festival?
Yeah, we're gonna ride our bikes and start trying to track shit down.
We let him know that we are very excited about this wholesome festival.
He says good, he says everybody will be there.
Everybody?
We're gonna go early so we get good seats. Bye!
He says, yes, everybody.
Would you say this will be a triumph of the body, the mind, or the will?
He says this will definitely be a triumph of the will.
Cool.
All right, so cool. You guys arrive at the festival area. The stage, you also see some local cable networks set up here to do a live broadcast of the event.
Ooh.
Apparently, everything that happens here will be broadcast to all of Sweden.
That's called raising the stakes.
Can we go to a hardware store or find things at the science
store?
Well, no, we don't want to go back to the school. Never mind. But go to the hardware store and get the various ingredients to make an electromagnet.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we'll get a big battery.
We'll need a tinker check.
Can I help make a magnet?
I mean, maybe if Mortimer explains the concept to you.
Yeah, go ahead. Mortimer, you can explain how to use it.
No.
I can make a magnet.
Yeah.
We've had magnets on.
But he's the builder.
Roll all your dice.
Let me get my little dice cozy here. Four, five successes? Is that enough?
Yep. With Mortimer's help, you make an electromagnet.
Not that much.
Mortimer's just like, attach that to that. And he's like, yeah, I know.
And then you want to connect the positive terminal.
All
right, you get your electromagnet. You got like in a backpack. Write electromagnet plus three.
Oh, sick.
The stage is big and pompous. So this is at the Cultural Festival Center. Here in the center of Skinharma's main square. The stage is big and pompous, kind of imposing and scary, with large loudspeakers positioned along the sides like tall prison towers. Mm. A big banner in the middle reads, Skinharma Cultural Festival, written in pastel colors in a way that feels welcoming and kind.
Oh, maybe we've misjudged this whole thing.
There are marching bands and music as theater performances from different cultural schools in the city take stage.
I doubt they're very good.
The performing students range from those who clearly love to be on stage and to some who look like they're serving a prison sentence.
Sounds accurate.
And several old small plastic tents around the festival. Small exhibitions are open to the public, arranged by local artists and the school's most dedicated students. The festival is crowded with visitors. Virtually everyone has shown up for this joyous occasion, and some have even traveled from nearby towns.
But what kinds of street foods are there?
Yeah. Let's cut to the chase here.
He needs to know about street food.
There is an entire restaurant tent full of various local cuisines, right, including meatballs.
So it turns out we're in there like all morning. We missed the thing. And
this will go well. Because, yeah, you guys are in there eating
Swedish meatballs.
You do see...
how could we possibly be hungry?
You see several...
We're like children. We eat a lot.
You see several of the conservatively dressed adults standing guard as Jeanette gets up and starts walking towards the stage to give her speech. Opposite the stage, in the middle of the crowded street, you see a small control desk raised from the ground, or deck. From here, everything is being monitored and controlled. You see a mixer board for the sound, controls for light rigs, as well as a projector and a computer.
All right.
The deck is currently being manned by a conservatively dressed man who manages all this stuff.
That's our target.
When you get that guy out of there.
Do we see where the tape is?
Yeah, you see a VCR right there next to him.
Okay.
And the tape is in there?
You'd guess so.
Okay.
Let me get him out of there.
And as you guys look at this control center, your mouth's full of like meatball and like greasy fair food. Jeanette begins her speech.
Whoa, what?
She says, this is a new era in Stimhammer. She says, our town shows a cultural community in symbiosis, all working to reach and uphold the same goal in accordance with the same values. She says, at the end of my speech, I'm going to show you all a video that will show everyone my dream for Stimhammer, the dream we'll all create together. And then she begins a very lengthy speech. And we're going to enter Extended Trouble.
Who has the best sneak?
I have a pretty good sneak. I've got 4 points in sneak.
Right. So I've got 4 points. As well. Oh,
I've got 8.
Okay. I've got 5.
Okay. Guys. So the best person with sneak, I think, should try and switch the tapes out.
I think.
Also, did you guys want to... the Shadow People said they would help you create a distraction if you needed.
Yeah,
I think that's a great idea. So Shadow People create a distraction and we try. And I think Ben and I could probably work on getting the metal music over the loudspeaker. Mm-hmm. And then Travis can do the tape switcheroo.
All right, and I can, I guess, try to use the magnet to wipe the original.
Right, so if they, for whatever reason, get it back.
Yeah.
All right. And Lydia the Magnet.
All right, so having the Shadow People come and make a distraction is going to lower the difficulty of this. So instead of 12 successes, you'll just need 8.
Oh.
Yeah. So 2 apiece.
Piece of Swedish meatball.
And so we'll quickly sum up what exactly you're doing, what skill you're using, and what you're doing. So, Travis?
My plan is to sneak once the distraction begins. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's really going to depend on what the guy does. The guy at the thing.
You can assume that he's not going to leave his post unless there's something, unless you can distract. Like, the outside distraction is not going to cause him to leave his.
Okay. Describe his booth to me. Is it enclosed or is it just on a little raised?
It's on a little raised platform.
Does he seem to have gear around that is his personally, or like a car, anything like that?
Aside from the equipment he's using around the show, no, you don't see any gear of his.
Okay,
how about I just tackle the motherfucker and you do the sneaking?
I'm wondering if we can, like, if he had a car or something nearby, I was like, let's Molotov cocktail that as a good way to get him away. But I also have investigate, which allows me to say, like, how can I get into or past something? So I could investigate how to get him the fuck out. Like, look for things that I think that he would be distracted by. Things that he seems to be paying attention to or care about in particular.
I will also say that the VCR is not his, like, kind of below everything to the side, so he's not all necessarily looking at it at all times.
Mm. Okay, so I could attempt to sneak, or...
One of us distract, one of us sneak.
What about charm for the distraction?
Can you give me my sheet here? Oh, no, sure.
I know good it's charm. Is not my thing. Okay. Okay.
Any of us?
We have to do two things, right?
I have a point in charm.
First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to lead these motherfuckers.
Oh, you can use your lead. Good.
Yeah. I'm going to give us a rousing speech or something. I have no idea.
Roll your lead first and we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. So that is heart.
That's actually a good use for this one. I feel like with your guys' plan, you don't necessarily need all four of you doing
a thing.
A thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Triple success, which I think gives me some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Heal a condition, heal someone else's condition. So that's
no, that's for extended trouble. There's it gives you a dice pool that you can use to give the other kids extra dice for their successes.
Okay, so yeah, I triple lead. Oh, I am so good.
You're really coming into your own here in Sweden.
I'm telling you, it's that positive reinforcement from his dad.
Yeah. The one time your dad said something nice to you.
And he'll always carry that with him.
I also do have a Molotov in my pocket, so that gives me confidence.
You got three successes?
Yes.
Alright, you've got six dice you can give out.
Nice. Do I give them out ahead of time or upon their rolls?
I believe ahead of time, let me double check.
And upon our sudden but inevitable failure.
Well, there's three of you. I'll give two to each. Mm.
Alright, so
I knew there was a reason I put points in lead.
Yeah, I'm going to try empathize to figure out what the guy will be distracted by. What does he want? What is his goal in life sort of thing so that I can figure out the best way to attempt to talk him up and or ruin his life.
Who's switching the tape?
She is.
We're splicing in.
Alright, so who's which? Okay, so somebody. Okay,
so I got the extras. I'm going to basically give two to each.
Right, you should get two extra dice. So we need somebody to distract, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody to switch the tape.
Oh, okay.
What else do you need?
Oh. And then we're going to also be splicing into the sound system with the metal music.
So I think you wanted to distract with
empathy. Swapping the tape is sneak?
Or did you want to sneak?
Yeah, I'd say that would be sneak.
Right, I can do that. You can splice.
Okay.
Which would also be sneak.
Oh.
Okay.
Or actually, no, let's call it...
I was thinking tinker.
Tinker,
yeah, me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So, she's going to do the distract.
Or empathizing with the duder.
Let's call it charm.
Charm.
I need six dice to roll.
And then, don't forget your extra dice.
Right.
Travis, so each of you get two
extra dice. Oh, I get two?
Two extra dice from Travis.
Okay. Can I have two extra dice?
Okay. And then I need one more dice.
What?
I have seven. Nope, there's eight.
I have one success.
One success.
One success.
That's so okay. You can use luck to reroll any of your non-success dice if you have any luck left.
Okay.
You can also use your pride to add a success if you haven't used it
How yet. Many total do we need?
I'll use my pride to add.
Oh, we need two apiece.
Yeah, or total. We need six total. So.
Okay.
She had one success. She's going to add her pride.
So it's two for her.
You need eight total or you need six total?
Eight total. Oh, right.
Because... Travis isn't there.
Yeah.
One success. Luck to reroll everything?
Everything but the success. Yeah.
Alright, I'll do that.
And I think I'll probably reroll everything but the success.
Three successes.
Okay.
Nice.
Alright, Mortimer, reroll everything, all but one.
That's the good.
successes.
So three. And how many do you have, Lydia?
Two. Because she had one, and then she was going to use her pride.
Perfect. That's exactly what you guys needed.
P-ride.
So, Lydia, describe to me what you do to go up and distract this guy. So this guy is sitting up there. While he's doing that, Jeanette's going into her speech. It's very, like, white 1950s, new age in America for Sweden. Just, like, everyone will be happy. Everyone will be working together. You know, we will find strengths with our commonalities.
I believe this guy is, like, an AV dude who's conservatively brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my best way of potentially trying to distract him is trying to appeal to his natural male desire to teach the poor, dumb girl what's happening. So I'm just like, oh, wow, this is all so fascinating. So how does this work? And just attempting to get him to explain, like, basic concepts of AV technology to me, and that also gives me an excuse to kind of, like, fumble around with it and try to switch out and or allow Jason to switch out the tapes.
Well, it'll be
Ben.
He's like, well, I don't know, it's pretty complicated. I don't know if your woman brain can comprehended. He says it's a lot different than working in an oven.
Yeah, I mean, how smart do you have to be in school? Do you have to go to school?
He says, oh no, I taught myself.
Wow.
Like, what does this button do?
You distract him. Meanwhile, Ben, you manage to make your way through the crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, with the guy distracted and everyone riveted on Jeanette's speech, you quickly hit the eject button.
Tape come out. Swap the new tape in.
What tape did you put in? It was like Lost Boys, The Thing, and a handful of porn.
And then Space Nuts.
Space Nuts, obviously.
I don't know that that's jarring enough.
Oh, we found a jarring scene.
Yeah, didn't we fast forward all the tapes?
Mm-hmm. Some pretty awful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is getting teabagged.
And Mortimer.
I'm going to start... I'm going to follow the wire that's hooked up to the sound system. And with my rubber gloves.
Yeah. With your rubber gloves, so you can't get electrically shocked.
Right. Take it apart and hook it up to the boombox.
Mm-hmm.
And cue up the the tape.
And she says, and that is a dream we'll all create together. Now we've arranged a special video. Everybody watch.
Oh, wow, this is your scene, right?
So you remember the scene in Spaceballs where they teleport President Scroob and he shows up with his head on backwards and just his butt? So it's that again, but he's naked and then dudes are like doing him in the butt.
All right.
As we step into the crowd.
Yeah.
Well, the crowd, Mortimer, you unhit the pause button. Loud Swedish doom metal goes over the loudspeakers. And then in the scene, you see a man with his butt sticking out in front of him. He's like, how'd this happen? And the voice says, I know what I can... Oh, hold on. How's that voice again? I'm gonna give it to you, Professor Scrooge. And you see a three-fingered hand reach into the screen.
Cameos again.
That wasn't his voice.
I gotta get it right. He says, "I'm gonna." Oh, hey there, Mr. Scrooge. Oh shit, I can't do it now.
That's because it's not him.
It's a different three.
Mr. Tankarian may be weird and gross, but he's not in Space Nuts.
He's not a porn star.
I mean, if you want it to be the guy from
Shadow Factory, a Swedish John Candy comes up in a dog suit. And he says, you guys want a bone? I'll give you a bone.
I'll show you my lipstick.
And then there's just, you guys look
chaos.
Away. It's everybody.
Except for Mortimer going, when is his penis gonna open?
And everybody in the crowd, just stops, stares, gasps. And then they all start shaking their heads, and then the guy's like, what's going on? Oh, God, that's awful. What am I doing here? How do I stop this? Stops it, and he's like, how did they find my copy of Space Nuts?
I must have
grabbed it. He says, am I dreaming? Oh, God, I'm not dreaming. Why am I wearing this outfit? Jeanette Adolphson looks up at the screen.
She's like, Space Nuts.
And then she's like, where am I? What is going on here? Why am I on the stage?
Jeanette Adolphson also be at burn control.
And she starts to kind of dazedly stumble into the crowd with everyone else. What do you guys do?
Is there anybody who's not looking dazed and is looking super pissed off?
Roll me.
Oh god, alright.
Roll me. Empathize check.
I mean, there are probably going to be some people pissed off regardless because they went to a fair and.
Yeah, there's
their
kids
children are now being exposed to gay porn.
Nope, man, don't know.
Gay porn parody.
What was it? An investigate check?
Empathize. Which Ben is also not so good.
I've got 5.
Better than Ben.
I've got one success.
You see, like,
kind of out of people.
It's Swedish. They have a more laid-back sexuality view.
Yeah.
Like, so there are some people that are kind of, like, turning their children away from it, but, like, nobody seems to care. Most people just seem dazed and confused. Nobody seems particularly, like, angry or foiled.
Do we see Travis's dad?
We do, and he kind of shakes it off and starts walking around.
You're in trouble. We better hide.
He actually starts going, Travis!
Oh, I stay hidden as well as possible.
So, point
of
order.
What about my dad?
You don't see him.
Point of order. Lydia Adelson was the person responsible for the hypnotism
studies.
Project, right? Studies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it might have been used against her.
Yeah, clearly.
As well.
She's kind of wandering in the crowd looking around.
Maybe
we should go directly to her.
Yeah.
Like, we need to... Well, I shouldn't be leading this dialogue.
The investigation.
Right, so you guys go over to her?
Yeah.
Mortimer, hey. Ask her where your dad is.
Hi, do you know where my dad is?
She says, I'm sorry, do I know you? And who's your dad?
My dad is Ted Chambers. We're here on an exchange trip for DARPA.
Oh, she says, well, that program doesn't start till next month in June.
Oh, it is June.
She says, no, it's May, right?
No,
it's June. Look
it's
at my
June.
Watch.
What's the last thing you remember?
She says, I was working in my lab.
At
Riken's Energy, and she says, and I was suddenly here on the stage.
Huh.
Well, we have a lot to fill you in on.
She says, well, go ahead.
One of you, tell her the stuff.
So, the short version is, you were brainwashed, so was the rest of the town. They've been trying to get rid of anything that wasn't quote-unquote wholesome in a very fascist-type style.
Oh, God.
We got here, they tried to brainwash us. We were able to foil their plans by showing a porn and playing heavy metal music. And now my dad's
she
missing.
She says, like, a porn.
Oh,
a pornographic film.
I thought you guys weren't repressed. Keep up. Now, we don't know where my dad is, and we need to find him, and he's been missing, and I'm worried.
Key point here, they were using your
research.
Hypnosis research to do all this.
She says, I feel like I've made a grave error, children. She says, I was doing hypnosis research, yes, but she says counter-hypnosis. She says, we've been worried about one of the bad countries developing hypnosis, and so we were trying to find ways to combat it.
Then who was...
She says, I wrote
Mortimer, he didn't mention that.
She says, I wrote a software algorithm.
Way to skim those notes.
She says, and I was using American propaganda tapes from the 1950s to try to teach it what was bad. She says, I'm afraid it may have internalized the propaganda and used it against me.
So
the computer did that?
Have a fascist AI that's been targeting gay people for the last month and forcing them into the shadows and trying to...
She says, targeting gay people? Oh my, she says, that's bad. She
yeah.
says, my girlfriend's gonna kill me.
Ew. Wow.
Who's
she
your
said,
girlfriend?
She says, her name's Barb.
Nice try, Lydia.
She says, I've got an AI to destroy.
We can help! Also,
we have Molotov cocktails.
Oh, no, I'm just going to delete the program.
In our experience with AI...
That's less fun.
It's probably a homicidal robot by now.
Yeah.
We have a lot of experience with homicidal robot AI.
Did you connect up to a machine to make it so it could build parts or something? Because it probably built itself some parts, like a new body, a new killer body.
No, she says it just was hooked up. It could control what was on the video screen. She says, through the computer.
We all turn as one and look at the computer. The one that's right there?
Mm-hmm.
Flip on the electromagnet.
We can help with that, too.
Erase the entirety of the computer.
All right, so you erase the computer, absolutely.
How are we going to get
basically
the right energy group to find Mortimer's dad?
On our bikes!
Well now that these people are sobering up.
As you guys, but apparently I have no memory of what they did. As you guys are talking about that, the shadow people start coming and having, cause a distraction that enabled you guys to...
As long as they're not like, there's a nerdy guy hanging from a tree on the outside of town.
No, and with them, Mortimer, you see your dad, who's limping. And his glasses that he normally wears are often not, he's not wearing them. He's got like a big black eye.
A big black
dad,
eye?
Dad!
Travis's dad kicked his ass.
Yeah.
What happened?
Right before he licked it.
Oh.
He says, Mortimer, there you are. I'm so glad you're safe.
You we saved the town. We're more than safe. We're
no
heroes.
No one believes us, though.
He says, Travis, where's your dad?
In the crowd somewhere.
I need to go talk to him.
Oh, better you.
He's really mean. I don't know that you should talk to him. I don't think any of us should talk to him.
He said a lot of bad things about gay people.
I know he did.
Apropos nothing, but yeah.
Alright, so whenever your dad goes over and finds Travis's dad, and they appear to have some sort of heated conversation.
It does not end in kissing.
Well, no, and then to your surprise, it ends with them hugging, and your dad kisses Travis's dad right in front of everyone.
Whoa!
What? Gross!
Whoa!
Because it's Travis's dad, not because it's
your dad has terrible tastes.
Your dad has the best taste.
Even if your dad does deliver fish of lies.
Maybe Mr. Samuels will date your mom, too.
That's okay. All
right. Back at the house. The guys are seated in the living room as Ted and Larry stand above you. Larry says, I hear that I was not myself yesterday.
Yeah, you definitely told Travis that you loved him and that you were proud of him. And I'm pretty sure you've never said that before because you're a really bad dad.
Travis just sighs.
He says,
apparently Lydia brought a Molotov truth cocktail to this party.
He, like, you, Travis, you see a familiar anger, like, cross over his face as Lydia calls him out of his shit. But then, surprisingly, the anger fades. He says, you're not, and shame crosses his face, and he says, you're not wrong, Lydia. Travis, I've perhaps been too hard on you.
Aww. Not as hard as it's been on your day.
And, are you sure you're not hypnotized again?
Larry says, Mortimer, children, as you, I'm sure, know, Travis's dad and I have been in a relationship.
Like friends.
Yeah, we found your mixtape of love.
We did.
A friendship love.
Ted just blushes. He says, he says, sometimes two men love each other.
Ted, you're going to have a conversation with Mortimer about how two men love each other, because he's very confused.
Like the physical mechanics of it.
Like I love my friend Ben here.
Ben's penis.
No, no, that's
open.
Different. No, it doesn't.
I'm talking about romantic.
He's tried.
I've tried.
Oh, like Alexander the Great?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
He says, and like Alexander the Great, he says, I have
most of
your world. I just want to let you know, Mortimer, your mom knows. And she's okay.
Okay.
What?
He says, I don't know if your sister and her health is ready to hear it. He says,
I don't think it's any of our business.
I would agree with you, Mortimer, but he says, with the AIDS epidemic, he says,
what's that?
He says, the United States is not a safe place for men of our ilk.
Did you say milk?
Elk. Like the animal.
Elk milk?
Elks aren't real. They're like fairies.
He says, Mortimer,
fairies are real.
He says, poor
elk.
He says, Larry and I have been hiding our true selves because we're afraid, but we realize that's not the best example to set for you kids.
Okay.
He says, that said, you're right. It is nobody's business.
Ted, where were you the last couple days?
He says, Travis's father, under the control of some sort of strange hypnosis that we've yet to figure out, he says, attacked me. He says, we're still talking about that. He says, I ran from the house and passed out and woke up in a factory. He says, I got back here as soon as I could.
Did you meet Ellen? Ellen's awesome.
Yes.
Did you guys play Gauntlet? I asked jealously.
What's Gauntlet?
That's all they did in the factory. It's just
it's a video
Gauntlet.
Game. It's like the coolest video game.
Ellen's really good at it.
Ellen, she's really good at it.
He says, well, Mortimer, unfortunately, your internship program, he says, is going to be put on hold.
I'm okay with that. I kind of want to go home.
He says, let's do that.
Let's go home, Dad.
All right. So, you guys, much earlier than you anticipated, head back to America. And let's do a closing scene with each of you. Who wants to go first?
I want to give copies of my hands illustrated return envelopes to Ellen.
Oh.
That's not necessarily a scene. That's just a thing I want
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, you do. And she's happy to be your pen pal.
Suck it, Ben. Ellen likes me, not you.
I didn't have a crush on her. She's an adult. Maybe when I'm an adult.
All right.
Who knows? But for now...
Who wants to do a wrap-up scene?
I'll do a scene.
All right, Mortimer. Or is this that?
I think it'll probably be at the house we get home. And it's earlier than expected. And everyone's surprised but excited to see us. And and I'm sure there will be questions about why we're home so early. And I think I'll just look at my dad and wait for him to respond because I'm not really sure how to.
He says there was an incident. He says, the town of Stenhammer had to be
purged,
had to be evacuated. He says it was frightening for the children. We just thought it was best to leave.
But now I get to spend the summer with Sarah.
Yeah.
Who definitely didn't die while you were gone.
Sarah comes upstairs. She says, "Mortimer, you're back early."
Yeah! What do you want to do?
She says,
we can draw pictures. We could sing songs. We can make up silly dances. We could put on a play!
I like that. She says, I heard that our theater's getting a sneak preview of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Aww.
Comes out in a few weeks. You want to go see it?
That sounds delightful.
Yeah. Let's do it. Alright.
I can get a scene with my mom.
And then as you go hang out with your sister and get ready for the film, you hear the low murmur of your dad talking to your mother.
And then the one penis get real big.
Alright, Lydia.
Hi, Mom. So, I learned a lot in Europe. But I feel like I still have a lot of questions about things, like, why would a woman need to give herself estrogen shots? And there's, like, some really confusing information about penises that I think, if you could explain to Mortimer and I, like, what happens with the penis when a man loves another man, because he said some weird stuff that I don't think is true, but I really don't want to watch the movie that Travis got find out.
That Travis brought home.
Yeah, of course he did.
Of course he did. Yeah.
She says, wow, Lydia, that is...
Yeah, a lot.
She says, I want to hear all about your trip.
Especially now.
She says, also, I wish we lived in a better state that had sexual education for you kids, because this is all things that should have been covered in school, like, a year ago.
I mean, we learned about periods and, like, how babies are made, but not really a whole lot more than that, other than having sex will kill you.
Yeah.
That's what I remember hearing.
She says, well, let's start with the easier question first. When two men want to have sex with each other, she says...
No, wait till Mortimer's here, because he's got some really weird ideas, and I just...
Oh, boy. That's probably a question Mortimer should ask his dad.
I think that's kind of a sore topic right now. Did you know that, like... there are people who are married, and sometimes one of them is gay, and the other one's just like, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, yes, a beard situation. I'm familiar with that. She says, all right, well, let's talk about sex, then, as in...
baby.
As she says, as in biological sex. She says, some people are born, she says, and they feel like they're born the wrong sex. She goes into it explaining to you about transgendered issues in a very progressive way for 1988.
Super progressive for 1988.
Well, she's a medical professional, yeah. So it's...
still.
But I just want to periodically say things that make her be like, what happened to this
friend? Yeah. I like to imagine that you never really give her a satisfaction.
No. And she'll ask me a question like, what happened? And I'm like, well, I didn't find any fairies. I thought that I found some, but they were
you found some
instead. and then I just go on and on into, like, weird things. And she just really has no concept of what happened on my trip to Europe.
All right, Ben, we'll do a scene with you.
You
come home. Mm-hmm. Your dad is watching. It's like Sunday, late Sunday night.
Yeah.
And your dad's watching. It's not football season. I guess it's like a baseball game, probably like the Arizona
Cardinals.
Is it the Cardinals? No, that's the St. Louis Cardinals,
dude.
They used to be.
I don't know. He's watching some baseball team. Mm-hmm. You don't know the names.
Could be college baseball, for all
I know. He says, Brian, is that you?
No, it's me. Ben.
The elf?
Stay out of my D&D books.
He says, weren't you supposed to be home like at the end of the week?
Yeah, there was some weird stuff that went down in, at that town. Apparently it's a really crazy place. A lot of weird, surprising things happened.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
What did we do with our Molotov cocktails?
We left them.
Okay. We had a few extra days. We probably threw them at rocks or something.
You didn't have a few extra days.
We came back immediately.
Oh, okay.
That's what, like, what...
I'm surprised we were able to get flights back, actually. Mm. So, I don't know. I guess I didn't learn anything about science or making airplanes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You hear a toilet flush. And the door opens, and standing there is not your brother, but an older woman... kind of leathery, like suntan skin. She says, "You must be Ben."
I am Ben. Who are you?
She punches you in the shoulder and says, "I'm your half sister, you idiot."
What?
And your dad's just like, "Oh yeah, Ben. Something I've been meaning to tell you." And
secret family.
And
I was just going to tell him how proud I was that he was always faithful to Mom. Like, this whole time, after seeing Travis and Mortimer's family,
everybody,
I was like,
fucking everybody.
I was like, oh, for all your faults, Dad, at least you...
She's older. She looks older than than Brian, even.
Who are you? Who is this?
He says, "Well, back in high school before I met your mother," he says, "I had a girlfriend, Charlene, and Charlene and I had sex a lot. And anyway, he says, about 9 months or so after that, Jolene came along."
Jolene.
He says, "I wanted to tell you about her, but I was a bit ashamed. There's a few times when I almost did." She says, "I can't believe your father didn't tell me about me, but..."
Have you met him? He's not exactly talkative.
She says, we talk all the time."
What?
Ouch.
She says,
in the womb.
She says, "It's good to finally meet you."
When did Dad first tell you about me?
She says, "I've always known about you." She says, she says, "My mom and your dad agree that it's probably best that I keep my distance."
But you're here now because I wasn't going to be here.
She kind of grimaces and says, "Yeah. Oh, did I say she had white hair?"
What?
Did I say she had white hair? I did not mean to say she had white hair.
Okay. You said she had leathery skin.
Leathery skin, like she's quite a bit older than you. Like she's probably like in her late 20s.
Oh my god, she's ancient.
Yeah.
She need a cane to walk around.
Does Brian know about her?
She says I haven't met Brian either.
At least they don't hang out every weekend.
Right.
She says, "We figured maybe about the time she says you turned 18 or so when I get a chance to meet up, but I'm happy to meet you early.
I'm really interested in meeting you too.
She says, I do construction in L.A. She does mainly with roof work.
Cool. Yeah. We should talk about that.
And she says, oh, and you gotta meet your niece and nephew.
Cool. What? Who?
She says, I got a couple kids of my own.
They're also older than you.
She says, one's 10 and one's 11.
Damn it, they're like my age. Do I need to make some wild rice?
What? Wild rice?
Yeah. I'm their uncle.
Uncle Vince.
Okay. Are they here too?
She says no. She says they're with their papas.
Cool. So, yeah, I want to hear the story about everything you've done for the past 20-some years.
She says 28?
28 years. And I want to hear about this Charlene person, Dad.
Your dad kind of, I guess. And so, Jolene sits down on the couch on the recliner next to your dad, very familiarly, which kind of weirds you out that she seems so at home here.
Yeah.
And she said, "Well, let's start at the beginning." And you guys sit down and have a long and awkward conversation.
Huh. I'm on board with this.
Travis.
So, I'm going to basically go to the hideout on a day when everyone is there, middle of the afternoon, and I kick in the door, and I walk in with a big smile, and said, "You know, when your parents feel really guilty, how you can get things?" And I hold up two drumsticks. I say, "Who wants to start a band?"
With two drumsticks?
Can I play the accordion?
We'll invent ska.
Isaac says, "I don't know why you need a drummer," when he pushes a button. It's like, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop, beep, boop. I said, "I can provide a beat. It is mechanical and precise."
We need you for keyboards.
Like... Ben is just flustered today.
Ben, you seem flustered today. Are you okay?
I discovered I have a half-sister. Like, she's a full person, but...
Is she hot?
I don't think so. She's old.
No.
I don't know. Maybe you can see her. She apparently comes around all the time. But my dad never mentioned her. But apparently they talk all the time. They're like super best friends.
Super best friends.
Super so duper awkward. Best friends. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm. Alright. And as Travis talks about his band and Ben talks about his lost family.
Not my family. My dad's.
They are now.
Family.
We fade out from there, and fade in. Whoop. Somewhere else.
Oh, interesting.
Lena Peterson's farm.
Oh.
The barn's falling, the house and the barn, the house has been opened to the elements and is starting to, it's inhabited with wild animals. The barn, that was named by the T-Rex is starting to fall over. And in the scrap heap behind it, a somewhat tall, mysterious gentleman stands there holding a notebook. And he points and he says, yes, if you read through the bullshit, I believe this is where it was disposed of. And a figure that you can't see crouches down and pulls a keyboard and a busted platform out of the scrap heap and says, yes, I think this will do nicely. And that's where we'll end the session.
And tight. Our childhood.
tight.
Next time, Out of Time, Part 1.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, let's do experience points.
Experience. Also, happy Pride.
Yes, thank you.
Yay.
No, I didn't use my pride this time.
Question. I always forget where they put the spirit points. One second. All right. Did you participate in the session?
Yes.
One experience point. Have you been in trouble because of your problem or your relationships? I would say I'm going to give a yes to all of you guys just because you're kind of outside of your normal territory.
Mm-hmm.
Did you use or struggle with your pride?
I used it.
Kind of. Yeah, I used
you,
it.
You used it.
Yeah. Not this time.
Did you put yourself at risk for the other kids?
Yes.
Did you learn? Have you learned anything new? What did you learn?
Oh my god.
My dad's a big homo. Oh.
I have this whole other family. My dad has this whole other family.
I learned about homophobia and the various issues surrounding transgender medication and healthcare.
I learned I'm really a good leader.
Alright, give me a little experience points.
How are you?
Send them up.
I mean, I forget what we do. Like
5 points equals one skill.
Yeah, 5 points equals one skill.
So basically, you can add something to a skill right now.
I'm guessing out, but did anybody feel like their iconic item, drive for a problem, or pride changed?
My problem might morph a little bit.
Yeah, mine too. I need to think about the new status quo.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll get to play again before, like, 4 months.
Yeah.
Are we going to play Loop again or Flood?
Loop. We're going to stick with Loop for another 3 sessions at least. And then we'll either do new characters for Flood or something completely different. There'll probably be 3 more of this, and then we'll do something else.
I don't like this character.
All right.